many times before.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Brother Jackson.
I see 8 years old today.
Thank the Lord. Amen. Thank God for allowing us to be here today and thank him for his goodness, his mercy extended unto us. I thank him for all the brothers and sisters in the Lord that are in the house of the Lord today and those who may be still on their way and those who may not be able to be here. We got a little sad news on yesterday, but we still thank the Lord that Brother Reggie's wife passed on yesterday. And so we just continue to remember Brother Reggie much in prayer, his family. Also remember him. He took a fall down the stairs at the house, you know, and I spoke to him last night and doing as well as can be expected, truly loved his wife of 55 years, I believe it was. And so we just thank the Lord for him and continue to look upon, God will look upon him with favor and comfort because he needs it right now. And likewise, his family, his son and his grandchildren too. So let us look to the Lord and not forgetting Brother Levester because that was his sister-in-law. And so remember them too because we know sister-in-laws are just like sisters, you know, and in-laws are in-laws. So we thank God for that. We are a big family of God, and we are individually families too in this congregation. So we thank God. And so when one needs comfort, we all need that comfort. So thank the Lord. Amen. Amen. Let us look to the Lord for a brief word of prayer. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, truly we thank you once again for another privilege and another opportunity to call upon the one that we know who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think by the power that worketh within us. And we want to thank you this morning for your grace and your mercy that's been extended unto us. Even though, Lord God, our hearts may be just a little heavy this morning at the loss of our dear brother's companion, dear father, we still want to praise and honor you this morning because we know, Lord God, as Brother Byrene, I can remember saying when I lost my brother, he said, God has made a decision, and that decision has been made, and we've got to accept it. But Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, and we know, Lord God, that you allow us to still come to you, dear Heavenly Father, with our grieving hearts, dear Heavenly Father. You see our tears. You hear, dear Heavenly Father, our heart, dear Heavenly Father, as it's panting hard, dear Heavenly Father. And Lord God, we just ask in the precious name of Jesus, that you go to our dear brother, dear Heavenly Father, and be with him in a mighty way. Remember Brother Reggie in a special way this morning, dear Heavenly Father. Allow him to be lifted up by our prayers, dear Heavenly Father. Allow his heart to be comforted, dear Heavenly Father. We know that thou art the greatest comforter that there was, dear Heavenly Father. When we read, I believe it was a couple weeks ago, dear Heavenly Father, that you comfort us so that we can comfort others, dear Heavenly Father. And so this day, dear Heavenly Father, we lift up our voices, dear Heavenly Father, in total praise unto thee, dear Heavenly Father, for comfort for our dear brother, his family, Lord God, his son, dear Father, and his grandchildren, dear Father. We pray a special prayer and blessing be upon them, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, we ask a special prayer and blessing upon Brother Levester, too, dear Heavenly Father. We realize, dear Father, that this was his sister-in-law, dear Heavenly Father, just an extension to the family, Lord God. And so we're just asking a special prayer upon the Jackson family today, Lord God. Remember nieces and nephews and cousins and all, dear Heavenly Father, who will be getting the news, dear Heavenly Father, that Miss Nancy went home, dear Heavenly Father. We pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would speak to their hearts, to their Heavenly Father. Help them to know, dear Heavenly Father, that all of us, dear Heavenly Father, are on this road, dear Lord. You told us
just in the word of God. It's appointed unto man once to die, and after this to judgment. Help all of us to understand, dear Father, we are all on death row or judgment travelers this morning, dear Father. None of us know from time to time, Lord God, whether we're going to rise the next day, whether we're going to make it through it one day or another, Lord God. But all you've told us to do is to be ready. Be ready. Help us to be ready, dear Father. Lord, if you call us home tonight, we want to be ready to go, dear Heavenly Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray for souls this morning, dear Father, and ask, dear Heavenly Father, that you speak to hearts and minds, dear Father. Help them, Lord God, to realize, Lord, time is winding up, Lord God. Help them to realize, dear Father, that it's even nearer than what we think, even at the door, as the word of God tells us. In the name of Jesus, we pray for our loved ones, Lord God, who do not know thee yet, dear Heavenly Father. And we pray that you would speak to their hearts, dear Heavenly Father. Help them to realize, dear Heavenly Father, that you are extending time to them, Lord God. It is by your grace and your mercy, Lord God, that they've not consumed, dear Father, because your compassion faileth not. So we pray, Lord God, for our loved ones this morning who need to know you, Lord God, and the free pardon of their sins. And pray that you would speak to their hearts, dear Lord, before it's a day and hour too late. Father God in heaven, we want to thank you, Lord God, for our brothers and sisters who have come out this morning, who are in the house of the Lord already, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for their presence. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done for each and every one of us. Thank you, Lord God, for seeing Sister Carol out this morning. And thank you for your blessings upon this dear sister. Thank you for all that you're doing for her and going to do on her behalf, dear Heavenly Father. And we know Sister Carol will give you the praise and the glory due unto your name, Lord God. She's already praising you, Lord God, for what you've done for her, dear Heavenly Father, what you brought her through, dear Heavenly Father, and what you're still bringing her through, dear Father. And we thank you for that, Lord God. That you would remember her heart's desire for her family members to be saved, dear Heavenly Father, especially her brother, Lord God, her sister-in-law, Lord God, and all of her nieces, nephews, and grandchildren, Lord God, and cousins, Lord God. Oh, we just thank you, Lord God, for this dear sister and ask her continued blessings upon her. Thank you for Sister Regina being out this morning, Lord God, and ask that you would continue to bless her too, likewise, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for all that you've done for Sister Regina, Lord God, and be with her, be her guide, be her direction, Lord God. Continue to be the strength she so desperately stands in need of. Oh, Father God in heaven, we know Sister Regina will give you the praise and the glory due unto your name, dear Heavenly Father. Remember her family likewise. Remember her daughter, Lord God. Remember her grand and her great-grand, dear Father. Lord, her desires to see him saved, dear Heavenly Father. Help them this morning to know, Lord God, that time is winding up, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, we thank you, Lord God, for Sister Holmes being on this morning, dear Father. Thank you, Lord God, for our dear sister, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you would continue to bless her in body, spirit, mind, and soul. Thank you for the strength you afford to her every single day, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done for Sister Holmes, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, as she was thanking even her children, Lord God, on Wednesday night, Lord God, for the care that they give. Yes. Thank you for them, dear Heavenly Father. And we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would continue to look down upon them with favor. Lord, we were so touched on Wednesday night, Lord God, when she said she was so faithful that she could just be in the service to hear the word of God, Lord God. And it just touched me in such a way, dear Heavenly Father. And I thank you, Lord God, because as long as you provide the means for me to be able to pay for my phone, dear Father. Lord God, we will make a way for Sister Holmes to be able to hear the word of God. Likewise, we want to thank you for Sister Lily and Lord God and what you have done for this dear sister, Lord God, and how you have blessed her, Lord God, and how you're bringing down her blood pressure, Lord God, and how, Lord God, you're strengthening her in her body, Lord God. And we thank you for that, Lord God. We know she has a sweet and quiet spirit, Lord God, but we still want to thank you and praise you on behalf of Sister Lily and Lord God. We're looking one day to see her come into the house of the God, Lord God, and where she's able to be able to get up and get out, dear Heavenly Father. And we ask that you would bless her in every way she stands in need of. We ask a special prayer this morning upon Sister Lorenzine, their Heavenly Father. Lord, she's been in with a virus, Lord God, and you know all about it, dear Heavenly Father. She was feeling a little better, dear Lord, but then I know, dear Father, she started to feel having some more symptoms, dear Father. But Lord, we just ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless our dear sister, Lord God, and that you would bring her through, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, you know what has invaded her body, so Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we anoint her in faith, dear Heavenly Father, that you will touch and that you will heal her from this affliction that's in her body. And we know that, Lord God, she will, whatever opportunity she gets, she will give you the praise and the glory and the honor due unto your name. Father God in heaven, remember Sister Webb this morning. We don't see her out, dear Father. Haven't heard from her, Lord God, as of yet. But Lord God, we know, dear Father, that she told us, Lord God, that she is the nurse for her daughter, dear Heavenly Father. We ask a special prayer and blessing upon Sister Webb, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for how you have blessed her, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, earlier in this year, Lord God, she was down, dear Father. Before that, her husband was down, Lord God. And you brought him through. And then you brought Sister Webb through, dear Heavenly Father. And now, Lord God, her daughter Alexandria, Lord God. And so we lift them all up to you, Lord God, and ask in the name of Jesus that you be with this family in a mighty way, Lord God. Continue, dear Father, to heal Alexandria, Lord God, and be with her in body, spirit, mind, and soul. Remember, Lord God, Alicia, dear Father, and all their children. And remember Sister Webb's grandchildren. Remember her brother and her sister there in Michigan. Lord God, we pray in the name of Jesus. Yes. Father God in heaven, likewise, we ask that you remember Sister India. We don't see her in little infinity as of yet, dear Lord, but we trust they're on their way, dear Heavenly Father, and we lift her up to you, dear Heavenly Father. We know, Lord God, that she's been working, Lord God, to take care of her family, Lord God, and Lord, she loves you, dear Heavenly Father. She's testified of all your goodness to her, dear Heavenly Father, these past months, dear Father, and how you have brought her through, and we thank you for that, Lord God. Give her guidance, give her direction, Lord God, in these times in which we live, Lord God, as she's trying to raise her daughter, dear Father. These times are perilous, Lord God, not only for her, but likewise for Sister Maria, dear Father, and Brother DeAndre, Lord God, and rearing their children, Lord God, and Brother PJ, Lord God, and rearing his and other saints, Lord God, and nieces and nephews, Lord God, that we come in contact with. Lord, they need your Heavenly Father. They need you, Lord God, in a mighty, mighty way, Lord God. We just thank you. We praise you. We honor you, Lord God, and ask in the precious name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would continue to look down upon their Heavenly Father, your people with favor, Lord God. Yes. Bless them and be with them, dear Father, in a mighty, mighty way. Yes. Oh, Father God in heaven, we pray, Lord God, that you would bless their Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, that you would strengthen their Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, that you would remember, Lord God, each and every one of us, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we're just so thankful and grateful, Lord God, to the mighty hand of thee, Lord God, for all that you have done, dear Heavenly Father. Remember, Lord God, our saints that are afar, dear Heavenly Father. We have saints, Lord God, that are in New York, dear Heavenly Father. Yes. Saints that are in Boston that are listening in. Remember our dear Sister Sanders down in Florida, dear Heavenly Father, as we lift her up to you, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for this dear sister, Lord God, and what you've done for her and what thou art doing and going to do on her behalf. Father, in the name of Jesus, remember her in her home, dear Heavenly Father. Help her to know, Lord God, that we love her here in Columbus, Ohio, Lord God. And Lord God, we pray for her, Lord God, and we call on her name, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you would bless and be with her family in a mighty, mighty way. Father God in heaven, we pray, Lord God, that you would continue, Lord God, to be, dear Heavenly Father, with our children, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for them being out this morning and ask your continued blessings upon them. Ask in the precious name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would bless our children. Keep them, dear Heavenly Father, from the snares and pitfalls of Satan and from the evilness of this day and time. Oh, Father, we just want to thank you this morning for all that you have done. You have been so good to us, Lord God, and we thank you for your goodness and your mercy extended unto us. Yes. And ask, dear Heavenly Father, that you would continue to bless, dear Heavenly Father. Remember all the saints, Lord God. There are some names I have not called, dear Father, but Lord, you know what each one stands in need of. We pray, Lord God, that remember those who may be on their way, dear Heavenly Father, and ask, Lord God, your blessings upon them with traveling mercies. We pray, Lord God, likewise, that you would remember, Lord God, Brother Maurice downstairs with the children and Sister Smith downstairs with the children, Lord God. Yes. We pray, Lord God, that you would bless them, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless, Lord God, Sister Blake, dear Heavenly Father. Be with her, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for this dear sister and all that you've done for her, Lord God, as she goes out and gets the food and the various things, Lord God, for the congregation, for the food pantry. We thank you for that, Lord God. God. And thank you, Lord God, for her being our treasure, Lord God. And thank you, Lord God, for how she keeps the books, Lord God, and make sure, Lord God, that we are wise steward of your manifold grace. We pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would bless her and be with her, dear Father. Oh, Father God in heaven, we just want to thank you likewise for Sister Millicent, Lord God, as she leads the choir, dear Heavenly Father, leads the devotional service, I should say, Lord God, and ask your blessings upon her, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for this dear sister. Thank you for her sweet spirit and her willing spirit, Lord God, as she gets up, Lord God, and goes out and she's picking up those that need to be in the house of the Lord, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for that, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you, we continue to bless our dear sister. Remember Brother Sammy Mann as he's coming to my mind this morning. We pray, Lord God, a special prayer for him likewise, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you would continue to bless him in body, spirit, mind, and soul. Remember the Robert Williams family, dear Heavenly Father. Don't see Brother Williams as of yet, but Lord God, we pray for his family and ask that you would remember them. Oh, Father, there's so much to be thankful for, so much to pray for, Lord God. But we know, Lord God, we have a prayer that's coming up later on, dear Father. But we just want to thank you this morning for allowing us to be here this morning. Thank you for being in our presence already this morning, dear Father, in the house of the Lord. Thank you, dear Jesus, for all that you have done. You have been so good to us, Lord God. You have blessed us richly, dear Heavenly Father. We can't think, dear Heavenly Father, of anything that we stand in need of or we want, dear Heavenly Father, because you said you would supply all of our needs, a need according to your riches in Christ Jesus. Father, you've already supplied it, dear Father. You told us in the word before we asked, you've already answered. And while we are yet speaking, you would hear. Father, you've already provided before we asked you for it, Lord God. You made a way for it to come to pass. And we want to thank you and praise you and honor you for that. Father God in heaven, we love you with all of our heart, mind, and soul, Lord God. And we want you to know that, dear Heavenly Father, that you have been so good to us, and we can't think of anything else, dear Heavenly Father, but to serve you, Lord God, to run this race that you have set before us, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, and Lord God, not only run it for ourselves, but Lord, to reach back and try to bring someone else along with us, so that they may run it or ride along with us. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray for the neighbors around this neighborhood. Pray, Lord God, that you speak to hearts, Lord God. Pray, Lord God, that Lord, we'll be out in the community later on, dear Heavenly Father, this week, if you allow us to see Saturday, Lord God, and we'll be out, Lord God, with the fish fry, Lord God. And so we're asking in the precious name of Jesus that you would send souls, dear Father, to hear the word of God, not only to receive the food, but to receive the spiritual word of God, that they, dear Heavenly Father, may be able to know how to live before they die. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus. Help us as the people of God to be what you called us to be. Help us in the name of Jesus to be lifted up in your word and strengthened in your might, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, you have been there for us, dear Father. You have brought us through a mighty long way. You have kept us, Lord God, even in the midst of trials, even in the midst of turmoil, even in the midst of chaos. Oh, Father God, you have blessed us. You've kept our feet in the straight and narrow way. You have kept us, Lord, looking heavenward, Lord God. You have kept us, Lord God, our mind stayed on you. You said you will keep in perfect peace, and you have done that for us, and we want to give you the praise and the glory due unto your name, because you are worthy this morning to be praised. We're worthy for us to lift up our voices to thee. Now, Father, we pray that you would bless us and be with us in the services today, Lord God. Have thine own way, Lord God. Remember our world and the condition in which it is in. Remember our world leaders, Lord God, our Congress, Lord God. And remember our president, our vice president, Lord God. Judges, Lord God, and police officers, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we lift them up to you, dear Heavenly Father. You told us prayer and supplication must be made for all mankind, that we may be able to live a peaceable life. And so, Lord, we see, dear Heavenly Father, we've got to call them out to you, Lord God, in order for your word, dear Heavenly Father, to come to pass. Now have thine own way, Lord God, and we will be so careful this morning to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor due unto thee. In Jesus' name we pray, and we thank you right now. Amen. 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 Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Bless the Lord.
So we turn in our worship the Lord to page 92. Excuse me, 93. Pardon me. 93 in the worship the Lord. Holy ground. Holy ground.
Amen.
We are standing on holy ground, and I know that there are angels all
to stand on holy ground, a change has to have taken place in
Amen.
Our hearts.
Amen.
Praise God. We thank God for his mercy. We thank God for his righteousness and true holiness this morning. And we give him glory, giving him glory this morning. We give honor to our pastor, Pastor Jenkins, and we thank God for the opening prayer.
Yes.
Prayed. We know that she was praying in the Spirit of God,
mm-hmm.
that let God have his way
yeah.
in everything that happens here today
yeah.
is in the name of the Lord. Amen. And we want him to get the glory for it all. Thankful to see everyone who is here, knowing that we would not be here had it not been for the Lord's compassion.
Amen.
We just thank God for all that he is to us. Today and every day. Amen. We realize that this first day of the week in the Word of God is called the Lord's Day. You know, we live for the Lord every day.
Amen.
Is the Lord's Day.
Amen.
Amen. Our responsive reading this morning is found in John chapter 8, verses 1 through 12. Man. The Gospel according to St. John, chapter 8, verses 1 through 12.
Amen.
Thank God for his precious, precious word.
Amen.
We know that even in God's word, we're told that the Apostle Paul said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Thank God we believe this morning, and we know that it is the power of God. Amen. And so we're going to read the Gospel of God that is found in St. John, chapter 8, verses 1 through 12, reading responsibly. Amen. John chapter 8, verse 1. Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives.
And early in the morning, he came again into the temple, and all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them.
Amen. And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst,
they said unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act.
Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou?
This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down, and with his finger wrote on the ground, as though he heard them not.
So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her.
And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground.
And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst.
When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Has no man condemned thee?
She said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more together. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life.
Amen.
Praise our God.
Amen.
Amen. There's no need for us to walk in darkness.
Amen.
Amen. Because Jesus is the light of the world.
Praise.
All we must do is follow the light.
Amen.
Amen. Praise our God. Thank God. Amen. So glad that Jesus is our light every day. So we don't have to be confused. We don't have to stumble around in darkness. We don't have to stumble in sin. Jesus is our light. Amen. At this time, we will ask if there are special requests for prayer. We know that opening prayer was rendered in the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
We thank God that he does not tire of hearing us pray, cry out to him. But we know that he says pray without ceasing. And so we take that truly as a privilege to make our request known unto God. And so we'll ask at this time if there are special requests, either by word of mouth or uplifted hand. Sister Carol.
Thank the Lord for being here this morning.
Amen.
Thank you for bringing across the highway.
Amen.
Remember my
Yes. Yes.
My loved ones, grandchildren, great grandchildren, nieces, nephews, cousins, friends.
Amen. 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 Sister Carol said to remember her in prayer. She's thankful that the Lord's brought her safely over the highway. He's been with her, blessed her, and continue to remember her brother, Frank, who's still afflicted in body with this cold, still coughing quite a bit. And so remember him in prayer, soul and body. Also remember his companion and their family. And remember Sister Carol's, all Sister Carol's family. I believe Sister Jacobs prayed for you know, her nieces, nephews, cousins, all her grandchildren. Remember all of her family, much in prayer. Continue to remember Ella Blakely. As I mentioned on Wednesday, she had knee surgery on Thursday, and I called and spoke with her yesterday, and she said that she has to be careful. She said it pains more at night than in the daytime, but she sounded strong. She sounded good, so she's kind of getting around, and trying to bend it, as they say, bend it, and so on. And I believe that a nurse will be coming to her house to her apartment on Tuesday to check on her, and someone else will be coming toward the end of the week. So continue to remember her in prayer, and she's thankful for the prayers that have gone up on her behalf. God truly answered prayer and brought her through the surgery, and she's thankful for the prayers. So continue to remember her in prayer, and remember her in body and soul. Sister Melita? Amen. Amen. Sister Melita made a request for Sister Ruth. She's unable to get her on the phone this morning, but continue to remember her in prayer, in her soul and spirit. The enemy sometimes tries to, if you're afflicted in body, the enemy tries to beat you down and steal your faith. So remember Sister Ruth, much in prayer. And remember Sister Melita, who has a dental appointment. She has a crown that's been bothering her. So remember her much in prayer. That God's able to bless her even in that and at the dentist's office. So remember Sister Melita in prayer. Remember her family likewise. Amen. Thanks. Amen. Thank the Lord. Sister Carol said she talked to Sister Ruth yesterday, and she's doing pretty well. We thank God for that.
Sister Blake, we want to thank the Lord. Sister Holmes got disconnected off the phone, and we've been trying to get her, but we've got her on her daughter. She's on her daughter's phone.
Amen.
So remember, Sister Holmes, Sister Lillian's on. Likewise, Sister Webb just texted and said to remember her. She said she's like a nurse 24 hours a day. She said she didn't realize how hard nursing was. It's like nonstop.
Yeah.
But she said, remember her, remember Alexandra. They've got some therapy appointments, but she said, just please remember them in prayer.
Amen.
And likewise, let's not forget Brother Reggie and family and those we don't see that are normally here. Let's remember that much in prayer.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Sister Blake. Oh, sorry. No, go ahead. Thank the Lord for his many blessings. As I put in a request the other Sunday for my cousin's wife, Leslie. She was supposed to have her heart jumped on the 5th.
Mm-hmm.
Ended up giving her pills. And she says right now she is doing well on the pills. Thank you for your prayers. And continue to remember her mother, Miss Joyce. She's coming along after her fall.
Yes.
So continue to remember them. And I'm just truly thankful for the Lord and what he's done for me. And likewise, I heard Sister Beverly say about Cousin Frank, I too may need to go in and find out why I'm still hanging on to this nasalness within me. It's been several weeks, and so that, and maybe have them check my hip, but just truly thank the Lord for all that he's done for me. He's been
Amen.
Thankful.
Bless the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Yes, Sister Lawrence.
And Sister Lawrence as well. Amen. I ask the saints to remember a lady named Paula Willison. I was over yesterday working on the courtyard, and she came by on a bike, and she looked and said, "Want some help? Need some help?" And the Lord just impressed me to say, "Yes, if you don't have someplace you have to be right now." And she, I would say probably lady, probably maybe in her 50s or so. And she said, "Well, I do, but I'll help you." And she helped to clear out the bag up the weed and the debris and all of that. And I just felt that I came in and I felt to give her a piece of money. Mm-hmm. And when I came out, because we were still working, and she said, no, put that in your pocket. I said, no. I need to give this to you. And so we kept working another good hour or more. And she looked at the grass that was growing in front of the marquee, the side you can read. Mm-hmm. And she said, I got a weed whacker over here. She went, she rode her bike over to, I guess, a house. I think she said she lives on Roy's, but she was on her way to a house over here. And she came back, walking back across the parking lot with a weed whacker and started it up and whacked down all the high grass in front of the marquee. And I told her, God sent her. God sent her to be a blessing. And so just remember her. The marquee told about the fish fry. I invited her to that. I invited her to the food pantry. I invited her to the turkey giveaway. And so just remember her in prayer, because she was talking 80 miles an hour the whole time, but that was all right. I thank God for God knows what we need when we need it. And so she came along, and I invited her to service as well. So remember her in prayer. Remember her in her soul. I thank God. God's able to use whomsoever he will. And so I thank God. So her name was Paula Willison, and apparently she lives in this area, because different ones who were walking by, she was saying hello to them by name, or they were saying hello to her. And so I thank God. Also remember, during that time, there was a brief sprinkle, started to rain a little bit, and while I was inside, I came out, and there was another young lady, just younger, probably in her 20s. She was standing under the overhang at the door right there. She said, I'm sorry, but it started to rain. I said, that's fine. But as she stood there, she was obviously under the influence of something, because she could barely, because Paula kept talking, we kept working, but she could barely stand up. She was just weaving, she was just obviously on some kind of drug. I don't know her name, but and she stood for a while and Paula even said, yeah, that's happened sometimes. They come and she made a statement the same as Rob's sister, and they say they're walking around like they're zombies, but walking dead. And this young woman just really, really needs help. So I don't know her, the young lady who ran in out of the rain for just a little while, but remember her in her soul, because she's captive physically and spiritually to this drug situation. So remember them much in prayer.
Likewise, Sister Blake, we want to truly thank the Lord, too, on Thursday or Friday. What day Sister Melis and I went out to pick up the
yes.
things for the, some of the things for the turkey giveaway.
Mm-hmm.
And we were out there, and Sister Millicent, you know, as usual, she gets in conversations. She's in the store, and I'm up trying to get to some Sister Millicent's back just talking, and she's talking to this lady. But it was good. It was a good conversation because when we were, after we finished checking out and she finished checking out, she told Sister Millicent, Sister Millicent invited her because she was, you know, intrigued by what we were doing, picking up all these canned goods. And so Sister Millicent invited her to come to church, come to the turkey giveaway, and she said, well, I don't cook, so she didn't feel to get one. But then as we were leaving, we were checking out, and she was finished checking out, she came and handed us money and donated money to the giveaway. So we put it in the jar downstairs.
Bless
so we
the Lord.
Thank God for that. Thank God that
Amen.
You know, people are seeing us out there and seeing us doing the work of the Lord. It's all glory and honor to God. Nothing about Sister Millicent and I, but
Amen.
All glory and honor to God.
Amen.
All glory and honor to God.
Praise God. Amen. All general requests. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. After the hymn of meditation, we'll look to the Lord. If anyone has a special need, they can come and bow at an altar prayer.
We turn and worship the Lord to page 450, 450 in the worship of the Lord near the cross. 450. Four, five, zero. Near the cross. We'll sing one and two, then the chorus, and three and four, then the chorus.
Jesus, keep me near the cross. There a precious fountain. Yeah.
Praise.
Also, remember Brother Joseph. I spoke to him the other day. Remember his family there in Haiti.
Yes, Brother Joseph and his family in Haiti. Amen. Shall we look to the Lord in prayer? Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, as we lift our voice to thee, dear God, Lord, we first thank you, dear God.
Thank you.
Lord, for hearing from heaven, dear God.
Amen.
We thank you, dear God, because, Lord, you're all-seeing eye. Lord, you're all-knowing mind, dear God. Father, you see and you know all things.
Amen.
Dear God, you know, dear Father, the things that we have need of. And yet, Lord, you allow us, Lord, to give voice, dear Father. Lord, to cry out to thee, dear God, and to make our requests known. And we thank you, dear God, for hearing from heaven. We thank you, Lord, that you are able, dear God, to do all things, Lord, beyond, Lord, what we could ever, Lord, ask or think. And so, Lord, we come to you, dear God, bringing our requests. Knowing, dear Father, Lord, that you have blessed us in times past. And, Lord, we come to you in faith, knowing, dear God, that you're able to bless even now. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would, Lord, be in our midst, dear God. Bless our coming together.
Amen.
We pray, Lord, that you would have your way in all things, dear God. Lord, even, dear Father, as we sang the song, dear God, of meditation, Lord, near the cross.
Yes.
And Lord, truly our prayer, Lord, is that you would keep us near the cross, dear Father. Lord, we realize, dear God, that our redemption, Lord, our rescue came from the cross,
yes,
dear God.
Yes.
And so, Lord, we just thank you, dear God, for what you did for us, dear
Amen.
Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would keep us near the cross, dear Father. Lord, keep us, dear Father, humble at your feet, dear God.
Amen.
Lord, keep us, dear God, walking in the fear of thee, dear God.
Amen.
Lord, even as we came trembling, dear God, to the cross, Lord, seeking redemption, dear God.
Amen.
Still, Lord, as we walk, Lord, in the light of your word.
Amen.
Lord, we even walk trembling, dear Father, because we realize that we serve an almighty God,
Amen.
Realizing that we serve the Lord Christ,
Amen.
Realizing that Jesus is even now, dear God, at your right hand, interceding, dear Father,
Free.
Lord, for us. And so when we pray in the name of Jesus,
Amen.
Because we realize that it was by the power of his name, by the power of his blood, that we were reconciled, dear Father, to thee. And so we thank you, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would remember each request, dear
yes,
God.
Lord.
Oh, Father, we know, dear God, that you are able, Lord, to answer our petitions, dear Father, according to your will. And we always pray, Lord, in your will. Lord, if it be your will, dear Father, we pray, dear God, that you would answer, Lord, each request, dear Father. Each one by one and name by name, dear God. And Father, doubtless there are those who made requests, dear Father. And then even as we began, Lord, this season of prayer, Lord, another request came to their heart or to their mind, dear God, that they forgot to give voice to. But, Lord, you know all about them. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, that you would even remember, Lord, those requests that were not spoken. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember Sister Carol in a special way, dear God. We thank you for her, dear Father, and all that you have done. And, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember, Lord, her request for her brother Frank, dear God, and for his family. Remember them body and soul, dear God. You know, dear God, Lord, what they're in need of, Lord. You know the healing, dear Father, that they need, both physical and spiritual.
Yes.
And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, that you would remember that request. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember Sister Webb, dear God, in a special way. Father, you know, dear God, what she stands in need of, Lord. Give her the strength, dear Father, that she needs, Lord. Even, dear God, as she ministers, Lord, to her daughter, dear God. Both her physical needs and her spiritual needs, dear Father. Lord, remember Sister Webb. Lord, give her the strength that she stands in need of, dear God. Lord, even as you healed Sister Webb, even as you healed Sister Webb's companion, dear God, and even as you healed Sister Webb, Lord, we're praying, Lord, for your touch on Alexandria, dear God. Father, have mercy upon her, dear God, and speak to her heart, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Remember Sister Webb's entire family, dear. Oh, Father, we pray, dear God, that you remember Brother Joseph, dear Father. Lord, we're thankful, dear God, that his paperwork, dear God, was processed and came through, dear Father. But, Lord, we're mindful, dear God. Lord, we're mindful, Lord, dear God, of his family as we see the reports that come out of Haiti, dear God, of the violence, Lord, and the chaos, dear Father, that's happening there. Lord, we think of Brother Joseph's family, dear God. Lord, his children and his wife, dear Father. And so, Lord, we're praying, dear God, your hedge of protection be around them, dear God. Lord, this we beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, dear God, Father, that if it be possible, we know that Brother Joseph wanted to get his paperwork processed so that he could see about trying to get his family here, dear God. Father, we know, Lord, that you're able, Lord, to bless. You're able, Lord, to work a work, dear Father, so that his family, Lord, might be able to receive rescue, dear Father, from that situation, dear God. So, Father, we're praying, dear God, that you would bless and have your way, dear God, in the name of Jesus. We ask, Lord, your compassion upon this family, dear God, and not only them, dear God, but other families, dear God, Lord, who are living there. Lord, doubtless, Lord, we know, dear God, because we know, Lord, there are those, you have children, dear God, all over this world. And, Lord, we know, dear Father, Lord, that there must be saints, dear God, that are in Haiti likewise. And so, Father, we pray, Lord, for our brothers and sisters in Haiti, those who are under the blood, dear God. Lord, who are there, dear God, living under in adverse situations, dear God, in their government. Lord, and living in perilous, we are in perilous times, dear God, but they are seeing even more peril, dear God. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, that you would help them. In the name of Jesus, Lord, honor their faith, dear God, and looking to thee, dear God. Father, have your way, dear God. Help them, dear Father. Oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember Brother Reggie, dear God, in a special way. Oh, Lord, our hearts go out to him, dear Father. Lord, our hearts, as Sister Jenkins said, our hearts are heavy this morning, dear God. Lord, you know, dear God, how, dear God, in times past, dear Father, we prayed for his companion, dear God. Lord, that you would speak to our heart, dear God. And Lord, now, dear God, Father, that prayer has ended, dear God. Lord, you saw fit, dear God, and you never make a mistake, dear God. And even as Sister Jenkins said, that Brother Byron said, when their brother Pierre died, God has made a decision. And Lord, we say amen to your will, dear God. Lord, whatever your will is. Father, we're praying, dear God, that you would give Brother Reggie strength, dear God. Lord, we know, Lord, that he needs your strength, dear Father. He needs your comfort, dear God. Oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would hold him up in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, Lord, your touch upon his body, dear God, after his fall, dear God. Lord, we ask, Lord, for healing for him, dear Father. Lord, we pray that you would remember his son and remember, Lord, his grandchildren and Father. We pray, dear God, just remember their family in a special way, all of their family, dear God. Remember Brother Levester, dear God. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would bless him, dear God, and comfort his heart, dear God, likewise, dear Father. Lord, in the loss of his sister-in-law. Oh, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would bless and help Brother Reggie to feel the prayers of the saints, dear God, as we offer up our prayers for him. Help him, Lord, to feel the love of the saints, dear God. And, Lord, just show us, dear Father, Lord, what we must do, dear God, to be a help to our dear brother, Lord, in his time of need, dear God. Lord, this we beg of thee. Lord, we pray, dear God, just bless him, dear God. Soothe him, dear Father. Lord, not only in morning, but at noonday, Lord, and in the midnight hour, Lord, this we beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just continue, dear Father, to bless your people. We're thankful, dear God, to see the Belton family arrive safely, dear Father. Lord, we pray, Lord, your continued blessings upon them, dear God. Be with them, dear God. Keep them in your care, Lord. Provide, dear God, Father, for their need, dear God. For we know, Lord, that you have been their supply, Lord, and will continue to be. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would strengthen Brother DeAndre in a special way, dear God. Lord, you know, dear God, how hard he has to work on his job, dear Father, dear God, because of short staffing. But, dear God, we know, Lord, that you are able, Lord, to empower him, dear Father. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you just continue to bless him, dear God. Lord, we know, dear God, that you are able, Lord, even when the children of Israel were in the wilderness, dear God. Lord, we know, Lord, that Joshua and Caleb, dear God, you kept them strong, dear Father. Lord, their strength was not abated at all, dear God, and that was in 40 years, dear God, of being in the wilderness. And, Lord, we know, dear God, that you're able to supply Brother DeAndre, dear Father. Be with him. Bless him in the name of Jesus, Lord. This we beg of thee. Remember Sister Maria by his side, dear God. Hold her up, dear Father. Keep her in your care, dear God, Lord. This we ask of thee in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember Sister Laurencine in a special way, dear Father. Oh, Lord, we ask, Lord, a touch on her body, dear Father. Lord, you know all about her, dear God, how she's suffering in her body, dear Father. But Lord, we know, dear God, that you're able, dear Father, to nourish her. We know you're able to heal her. We know you're able, Lord, to renew her strength, dear God. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would just reinforce for her faith, dear God, just to trust you, dear God, and know, dear Father, that, Lord, you're still with her, dear God. Lord, you're working out something in her, dear Father. Oh, Lord, we ask of thee in the name of Jesus, Lord, and help her, Lord, to feel the prayers of the saints, Lord. We know, dear God, when different ones have been afflicted, dear God, and they say they could feel the prayers of the saints, Lord. We know this is real, dear God. Lord, we have experienced it, dear Father. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help her, Lord, to feel our earnest prayers, dear God, on her behalf. Lord, this we beg of thee. Lord, remember Sister Millicent in a special way, dear God. We thank you, Lord, for her, dear Father. Pray, Lord, your continued blessings upon her, dear God. Be with her, strengthen her, dear God. Lord, you know, dear God, this affliction, dear God, that she's been suffering for a while, dear God, this cough that she has, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, your touch upon her, dear Father. Lord, we pray, Lord, your healing favor, dear God, would be with her and in her, dear God. Lord, even, dear God, even through this affliction, dear God, she's continued, Lord, to serve you, Lord, with all of her might, dear Father. And we thank you for her, dear God, and pray, Lord, you would just continue, dear God, to bless her. Remember her request, dear God, for her cousin Leslie, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, dear God, that she didn't have to go through that shocking of her heart situation, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, dear Father, Lord, that she's feeling pretty well, dear God. And Father, we prayed for her body, but Lord, we've also prayed for her soul, dear God. And Father, we're still continuing to pray, dear God. Lord, that she would seek you, dear Father, realizing, dear God, that, Lord, that medicine that they're giving her is only working, dear God, because we're praying for her, dear Father. There are many people who have taken many, many bottles of pills, dear God, and to no avail, dear Father. But, Lord, we're praying, dear God, that you would touch her. And so, Lord, we thank you, dear God, that she's feeling better, dear Father. Pray, Lord, you continue to be with her. Be with her mother, Joyce, dear God. Lord, as she's coming along, Lord, after her fall, dear God. Oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you remember her and her soul likewise, dear Father. And we thank you, Lord, for what you have done, dear Father, on her behalf, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember Sister Ruth, dear Father. Oh, Lord, we thank you, dear God, that Sister Carol had the opportunity to speak with her, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, dear God, that she's doing pretty well, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just continue, dear God, to shore her up, dear God. Help her, Lord, not to lose heart, dear Father, but help her, Lord, to just continue to look to thee, dear Father. Help her, Lord, to hold on to thee, dear God, and help her to know, Lord, that we're continuing to pray for her, dear God. Lord, just we ask in the name of Jesus. Lord, be with Sister Melita, dear Father. She goes to the dentist, prepares to go to the dentist, dear God. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would soothe and ease, dear Father, any discomfort, dear God, Lord, that she's having, dear God, in her tooth. Father, she says she doesn't know whether they'll do a root canal or what they'll have to do, but Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would direct the dentist, dear God, as to what is best, dear God, for Sister Melita. And we know that she will give you all the glory and all the honor, dear God.
Father, we thank you, dear God, for Pastor Jenkins, dear God. We pray, Lord, your continued blessings and touch upon her, dear God. Pray, dear Father, that you would just continue to anoint her, strengthen her, touch her foot, dear God. We thank you, dear God, for what you have done and are doing. And Father, we pray, dear God, that you would take that tender part, dear God, that part that's still tender, dear Father. Lord, that you would heal it, dear Father. Lord, that you would, Lord, allow it to heal, dear God, so that it's not as tender, dear God. Lord, so that she could do with her foot, dear God, what you would have her to do with her foot, dear God. Lord, this we ask in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask your anointing upon her this day, dear God, to preach your word, dear God, in the power of the Spirit, dear Father. Lord, that our souls, dear God, might be fed. Lord, that those who might be listening, dear God, on the system or on the phone, dear God, if they don't know you in the pardon of their sins, oh, dear God, that they, dear Father, would come to you, dear God. Oh, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would just continue to have your way. Remember those that we encountered, dear God, who don't know you, dear Father, in the pardon of their sins. Those are those that we were telling, dear God, about your goodness. Remember the woman, dear God, that Sister Millicent was speaking within the grocery store, dear God. Lord, this we beg of thee, dear Father. Lord, remember Paula Willison, dear God, that you sent along, dear God, Lord, to be hands, dear God, and a help, dear Father, even, dear Father, in doing the work out in the courtyard, dear God. And Father, how she went above and beyond, dear God, even coming back with a weed whacker, dear God. Even as I was sweeping up, dear God, and she walked to take the weed whacker back over, dear Father, and she said, I'm going to get a few of the weeds right around the garage over here, dear God. And Lord, as I was sweeping, what I heard, she fired it up again, dear God, and was working around the garage building, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, dear God, because Lord, you will use whomsoever you will to be a blessing to your people, dear God. We thank you, dear Father. And so, Lord, we're praying for this dear woman, dear God. Father, she doesn't know you in the pardon of her sins, dear God, but Lord, she has a fear of you, dear God. And so, Father, we thank you, dear God, for her. And we pray, dear God, that you would draw her back, dear God. Yes. Lord, as I invited her, dear God, to come for the various events that are coming and to come for morning service, dear God. Oh, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would draw her, dear Father. Lord, you brought her, dear God, and she got off the bicycle, dear God, and started to help, dear Father. Oh, thank you, dear God. I know she was here for a good hour and a half, dear Father. Oh, Lord, thank you, dear God, for your the help, dear God, that you send along to your people, dear Father. Oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, also for the young woman, dear God, who was under the influence of drugs, dear God. Clearly, dear God, she needed, dear God, help. But, Father, she was just weaving back and forth, dear God. Oh, Father, hardly able to stand. Dear God, you know her name. Father, you know her, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would, Lord, send help to that young woman, dear God. Lord, she looked to be in her 20s, dear God, and she's addicted, dear Father. And, oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would have mercy upon her, dear God, upon her soul, dear God. Help her, dear God, to see her condition, dear Father. Lord, she was listening, dear God, as Paula and I were talking, dear God. We pray, dear God, that something that I said to Paula, Lord, that she heard it too, dear God. Lord, and that she would, Lord, be drawn back, dear God. Lord, to seek, Lord, the help that she can only get from you, dear God. Oh, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would have you help each and every one of us, dear God, to be a help to some soul, dear God, that you have crossed our path, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just have your way. Lord, remember our children, dear God. We thank you, Lord, for each and every one of them and pray, dear God, your protection and blessings be upon them. Dear Father, we pray, Lord, for Sister Toya Jackson, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help her, dear God. Bless her in soul, body, mind, and spirit. Oh, Father, we thank you, dear God, for each one that's here today, dear Father. Ask, dear God, that you would just continue to bless each and every one of us, dear God. Help us, dear Father, to be examples of believers, dear God. Lord, that we may lift up the Lord Jesus Christ. Because we know if we lift him up, he will draw all men unto him. Have your way, Lord, and make us a blessing. And truly, Lord, we're going to give you all the glory and all the praise. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for blessing and blessing and blessing and blessings. Amen. His blessings never cease. I'm before you to offer prayer for, as we bring in our tithes and offerings into the storehouse. God has given us that privilege. We thank God for that. This being the second Sunday of the month, the special offering is for building fund today. So as we file by, we may place the offering for the building fund in the center plate, and our tithes and other offerings may be placed on either side. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you, dear God, for all that you have done. Lord, you've done so much, dear God. The song poet said, if I had 10,000 tongues, Lord, it would not be enough. 10,000 tongues and 10,000 lives would not be enough, dear God, to tell the story. Lord, but we're looking forward to that day in eternity, dear God.
Amen.
When we'll have all of eternity to tell the story, dear God. Lord, if I should save this, how, Lord, you gave us grace to overcome. Lord, how you kept us, dear God.
Praise.
Lord, Father, it will take all of eternity, dear God, for us to tell the story, Lord, of what you've done for us. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your blessings to us. And, dear God, as we bring our tithes and offerings into the storehouse, we pray, dear God, that you would receive them, dear Father, as, Lord, we bring them, dear God, cheerfully and with simplicity, dear Father. Lord, we're not sounding a trumpet, dear Father, before ourselves, dear God, but we're humbly praying, dear God, that you would receive them, dear God, as we bring them in, dear God, giving you glory. And we pray, dear God, that you would multiply them as only you can, dear Father, and give wisdom, dear Father, for their use. And truly, Lord, we will give you glory and praise for it all. Bless each gift and each giver, dear God. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. There's power in the blood to save from sin, to bring the peace of God where guilt has been. A new and happy life will then begin. There is power in the blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood of Jesus. To save the soul today, wash every sin away. There is power in the blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood today. When he set the palsy sinner free, and now with saving grace extends to me, there is power in the blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood of Jesus. To save the soul today, wash every sin away. No righteousness of ours can e'er avail, but through the Lamb of God we shall prevail. There's power in his blood, all else will fail. There is power in the blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood of Jesus. To save the soul today, wash every sin away. There is power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood for our relief. There's power in the blood to bring soul peace. The merits of his blood will not decrease. There is power in the blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood of Jesus. To save a soul today, wash every sin away. There is power in the blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood of Jesus. There
Amen. Shall we sit in prayer as Sister Beverly comes before us?
Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank the Lord. Amen.
Thank the Lord for His goodness. What I'm going to sing is my testimony. Because He lives.
Amen.
Oh yes.
Amen.
Oh yes.
Amen.
I can face tomorrow.
Amen.
I want you to join in with me on the course and it's page 209 in the Worship the Lord. I thank the Lord. I heard this song. It was playing on the radio a couple weeks ago. Well, maybe a week or so ago. And tears just begin to flow.
Praise
I said, Lord, this is a song you want me to sing. Because it means so much to me.
Amen.
God has been good to me.
Yes. To all of us.
Lord, I thank the Lord for His goodness.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
God sent His Son. They called Him Jesus. He came to love, heal, and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior is. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow, because He lives, all fear is gone, because I know He holds the future. Because He lives.
Amen.
I'm going to have to go down on that a little. How sweet to hold a newborn baby and feel the pride and joy He gives.
Amen.
But greater still, the calm assurance this child can face uncertain days, because He lives, because He lives, I can face tomorrow.
as death gives way to victory. I'll see the light of glory, and I'll know he reigns.
Praise God, yes.
Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know
talking about things being unprecedented and things never happened before and chaos and this world and so on and strife and so on. But because he lives,
amen,
I can face tomorrow.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise our God.
Praise our God. Amen.
Because he lives, all fear is gone.
Amen.
Because I know.
I know.
He holds the future.
I know who holds. Amen.
And I know who holds my hand.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise our God. Thank God. Thank God. Beautiful, beautiful. Praise our God.
Amen.
Praise our God.
Amen.
This life. Amen.
Amen.
Is worth the living.
I'm walking out
and
I'm like a zombie. Amen.
Amen. Praise
Amen.
Our God.
This life is
worth the living.
Amen.
Just because he lives. Praise Amen. Our God.
Amen.
Yes, he does. Praise our God. Amen. Thank God. His goodness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank
Beautiful.
You, Lord. The hope beyond this world.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank God. Let us look to the Lord in prayer.
Praise God.
Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you, dear God. Lord, with joy in our hearts, dear God, because of what you've done. Lord, because you gave us Jesus. We know he lives. We know. And then even as the other song poet said, you ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. Praise God. We thank you, dear God, for all that you have done. And as Brother Bobby said, and this makes this life worth living, dear
Amen.
God. Praise our God.
Amen.
Because we know that we're living to live again, dear
Amen.
God. And that's why all fear is gone. The song that Sister Carol sang said, and then when death gives way to victory, Praise God. We know that Jesus has already gotten us the victory.
Amen.
Thank you, dear God, for what you have done for us.
Praise
Thank you, dear God, for saving grace.
Amen.
Lord, as we come to you, dear Father, Lord, our hearts prepared, dear God. Our hearts have already been prepared, dear God, to receive your precious word.
Amen.
We pray, dear God, that you would plant the precious seed of your eternal word in our hearts, dear God. Lord, that it may grow. Lord, that we may know, dear God, what your will is for each and every one of our lives, dear God. Lord, we ask, Lord, you to anoint us, dear Father, afresh to receive your word, dear
Praise
Father.
God.
Lord, that we may walk, dear God, in all the light, dear Father, that you give us. And Lord, we ask, dear God, your anointing on Pastor Jenkins, dear God. Lord, to preach your word, dear Father. Lord, we know, dear God, that your spirit had to first preach to her, dear God, and give you her word, give her your word, dear God, before she could come and preach to us. And we thank you, dear God, for the preparation of the gospel, dear
Amen.
God, in our heart. And Father, we pray, dear God, that you would bless her, anoint her from on high, dear God. Lord, that she may give utterance, dear Father, to your word through the spirit, dear God. Lord, that souls might be drawn to thee, dear God. And Lord, might not only be drawn to thee, dear God, but will surrender, dear Father, if they don't know you. And help us, dear God, to be steadfast or to be anchored, dear God, in the word that is preached this day. Bless, Lord, and anoint in this service. Have your way, dear God. And truly, Lord, we give you glory and praise now and forever. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Pastor Renee Jenkins.
Good afternoon. Giving glory and honor to God, we truly thank the Lord for allowing us to be once again in the house of the Lord one more time. Thank God for his goodness to us. And thank God for the devotional service. Thank God for you, Sister Blake, giving honor to you this day. And each and every one that is here, I thank God for you, and I thank you for your prayers, continual prayers for me, and ask that God continue to bless each and every one of us. I ask a special prayer this morning because I had to put my other Bible down. The duct tape wasn't working any longer, and so I have a new one, but the pages are sticky. So I just pray that you are praying for me.
Amen?
Amen?
Yes.
I thank God that he's blessed. And so I thank God I'm going to use this one as I use the other one. I didn't lay it away too far. Because if I need to get it back, I'll go right on my main duct tape it a little bit more. But I thank God. Thank God. Thank God for each and every one being out today. Even as we join in service, we still want to continue to remember our dear brother Reggie and his family. Keep them on our heart and on our mind as they deal with the loss. In our hearing this morning, we read John, the 8th chapter, 1 through 12. I trust you have your Bibles. I thank God for the beautiful song that he gave Sister Carol to sing, Because He Lives. I thank God to know that we have divine support in Almighty God. Reminded me of a scripture, gave me a scripture in Psalms, the 18th chapter, in verse 35, where the psalmist says, Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand has held me up, and thy gentleness has made me great. Because if it had not been for the Lord, where would we be, saints? If God wasn't our divine support, what would we be leaning on today? You know, we're hearing all these young people that are leaning on drugs and various things, but God is our divine support.
Yes,
we have to learn how to lean. I can hear Brother Jonathan saying, learn how to lean and depend on Jesus. And these souls need to know how to lean upon Jesus. But they first have got to come to him. They've first got to turn their lives over to him. And turn from their wicked ways in order so that they can serve the Lord and know how good God can be to them.
Oh, I'm inclined to believe just as good as he is to you and I, he can be to others. Amen?
Yes.
Amen. It's not just limited to here at 116 South Wayne Avenue. Our God is able throughout this whole world. He's able to be the divine support for anyone that needs it. Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
We would like to go back to verse 12 of John 8. Thank God for the reading of his word and thank God for how it's left on record for us. Thank God for all that he's done for us and how he's been feeding us with his word. If he allows us to see this upcoming Saturday, we'll have some messages again on Saturday that the Lord will have us to bring for the community. So we need your prayers for that, saints of God. Pray for Sister Blake and Brother Byrene and myself. Because we know the importance of bringing God's word and sharing it with souls. And it's important because we're living in a time where souls are just drifting through life. And some souls are drifting away from God. They used to stand for God. Many are looking back at their old life and saying, well, I want to go back to where I used to be. But Jesus told us in the word, if we go back, we're not looking back, we're not fit for the kingdom of God. And so, saints of God, many times you may hear a message over and over again, or words and that the Spirit of the Lord gives us over and over again. But that's because God wants you and I to hold fast to our faith. God doesn't want us drifting away from the things of God and getting so lax in our service to the Lord that we can't find ourselves in the house of God, but we find ourselves everywhere else. You know, we're told in Hebrews 10, verse 22, it says, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. Saints of God, we can't waver in this walk with God. We've got to stand true in our walk with God. We've got to have steadfastness. Why? Because the time is of the essence right now. Time is near. Jesus is coming back. The enemy is doing everything he can to discourage us. Many of us have been afflicted in our bodies. Many of us have need to ask the Lord, Lord, increase my faith. Help me to get through this situation. Don't turn back on God. Don't allow the enemy to have us turn away from God. But he said, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. For he that is faithful, for he is faithful that promise. Oh, he will keep his promises, saints of God. Oh, I found that to be so. God will keep his promises and we can stand on his word. Amen. Amen. You know, you hear people say, well, you can take that to the bank. Well, you can take this one. Amen. God is going to stand on his word. Amen. Praise our God. John 8, verse 12, it says there in that scripture reading, Lord bless.
Amen.
He said, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. I would like to continue sharing with you some thoughts on the subject, following Jesus. Following Jesus. In our scripture text, Jesus left no doubt regarding his identity. He said, I am the light of the world. And those who receive true light, he said, shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Saints of God, what a blessing to know that by us following Jesus Christ, we are no longer walking in the darkness of this old world. Now that our lives have been transformed by God's power, you and I are able to walk in newness of life. You see, before we knew Jesus Christ as our Savior, we, Ephesians 2, verse 2 says, we walked according to the course of this world. This world that we live in is in total darkness, and it does not seem like it's going to get any better. And that's what you and I used to walk in. When people are walking in darkness, they are living in the ignorance of God's righteousness. They are living in air where they believe right is wrong and wrong is right. And souls are living in all the depravity of sin that souls can live in. Many have rejected the revelation of God's eternal word, which, as Jesus said in our scripture text, provides life and light to mankind. In John 3, right after we are told how much God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and how he sent his son into the world not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Jesus said in verse 19 of that scripture, he said these words there. He said in John 3, verse 19, he said, "And this is the condemnation," meaning this is the judgment, "that light is come into the world and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil." Are we seeing that, saints of God? Men love darkness right now. Jesus Christ has come into the world. How did he come? God so loved the world. God gave him. God gave his son for us. But mankind will not receive the light of Jesus Christ because mankind loves walking in darkness. God sent all that mankind needs to be saved. But what Jesus is telling us is that mankind would rather continue walking as zombies in this world, continue walking in darkness, the darkness that they are walking in. You see, darkness is the opposite of walking in the light. When we walk in the light, we are living according to God's truth. We're living according to the truth of God's eternal word. Spiritual darkness means we do not have fellowship with Almighty God. We have not come to a relationship with Jesus Christ. You see, when you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, the darkness that separated us is overcome through him. We are told in John 1, verse 4, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men." Then this means that the light, a light of salvation has been extended to each and every one of us. It goes beyond just the chosen, but it has been extended to all mankind. How many believe that? Amen? Because if it was just for the chosen one, you and I would not be able to be saved today. That's the mystery. See, the mystery that had come that Paul spoke about. You know, it's no longer a mystery, but salvation has been opened up to all mankind. And Jesus Christ, the Son of God, he is the Savior of the world. He is the source of life, and he is light. I found that to be so. He is the means by which mankind can gain eternal life. His light represents knowledge. His light represents truth. His light represents salvation. John went on to say in verse 5, "And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." Oh, saints of God, this is the condition of souls right now that we are seeing in our world today. Our world needs to see Jesus in you and me. Souls that do not have the light of life are living in darkness. Oh, yes, they are alive. They are walking around. They're breathing. They're going back and forth. But they are living in darkness. I'm reminded of the words of the prophet Isaiah in Isaiah, the 60th chapter. Oh, turn with me there for a moment, where he tells the church. He says in verse 1 of that scripture reading, he said, "Arise." He said, "Shine. Praise our God.
Thank you, Lord.
For thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee." Now he's speaking to the church. He's letting us know. He's telling us, arise. Get up. Arise, saints. Just like the sun arises in the morning, we need to arise up. We need to shine in this old dark world. We are the only enlightenment that this world is going to see. We are the epistle of Almighty God. We've got God's glory upon us. Why? Because we are living for Almighty God. He went on to say there, oh, praise our God. He said, "For the behold, the darkness shall cover the earth." Oh, are we seeing that right now, saints of God? We're seeing darkness is covering us, the earth of right now in which we are living. But as the light of Almighty God, we've got to attract others to Christ Jesus. We've got to let our light shine and Jesus shine through our lives so that others will come to him. Why? Before, behold, the darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people. Are we seeing that, saints of God? You think about it. He said gross darkness. People are so lost right now that they don't even know how to come to Jesus Christ. People don't even know how to help themselves. They are living in so much gross darkness. There used to be a time when we came along as children. Our parents would say, well, you got to get up and help yourself. Got to do some things to help yourself. Don't always be dependent upon somebody else, but get up and do some. Folks today can't even do that. The devil has them so downtrodden, so beaten down right now. They're walking around, as Sister said, and we're not trying to make fun of this young woman, but I believe it's probably the same one we've seen around this house of God, walking around as a zombie, so strung out on drugs, don't even know who they are, not able to even stand up and stand still. They have to stay wavering back and forth. Saints of God, this is what's happening all around us. Why? Because the world, he said, the darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people.
Right.
When people don't want to receive Jesus Christ, they're walking in darkness.
Amen.
This is truth of God's eternal word. And we're seeing it on every hand right now. It's covering the souls of mankind. A heavy cloud of sin. We're seeing every day in the form of disrespect, dishonesty, lasciviousness, drugs, pride, covetousness, heady-mindedness. And it's blocking out the light of Jesus Christ. But although darkness is blanking our world, you and I can still be living in his kingdom of light as followers of Jesus Christ. We have nothing to be ashamed about, saints of God. Praise our God.
Amen.
The prophet Isaiah said, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. When Christ's light is shining through us, the world will see Jesus in us, and people will be drawn to our light.
Mm-hmm.
Praise our God. On yesterday, saints of God, I was studying the word of God, and I've been studying for quite some time, and things, the word, you know, reading over scripture, and things began to start just getting, you know, a little reading over and over and over again, and I thought, Lord, let me just put it down for a while, because I had been studying for quite a few hours, and I'm not praising me, I'm just saying, sharing with you, just explaining to what I was doing yesterday, and getting the mind of God for the message. And then I said, turned on. I said, well, let me look up at the game. I wanted to see what's going on with the football game. And so I turned on the television to watch the game. And it wasn't the game that I thought it was going to be. This game was between Texas and Oklahoma. And I was sitting there and I was watching. And then all of a sudden the camera spanned around. And it spanned around the stadium there. All the massive people that were sitting in there. Oh, yelling and screaming and hollering for their teams. And the game was about in the third quarter, the end of the third quarter, going into the fourth quarter. And the teams were going back and forth against you. One would get a touchdown, the other would come back and get, and they were going back and forth. It was like a little rivalry. And the game ended up with one, I think Oklahoma 34 and Texas was 30. That's how close it was. And they were throwing the ball down. And saints of God, you should have heard the people just roaring in there. They were yelling and they were screaming and they were pumping on their chest and putting up their number one sign. And I thought to myself, how come the saints of God can't shout amen to God's word? How come we can't give God that same kind of glory? We'll go out on the football fields of life and we'll yell and scream for our team to run up and down. But when it comes to Jesus, we fail to share him with someone else. We fail to say, Hail Mary to Jesus Christ. He has saved my life. He took me from a wretched sinner and made me now a child of God. There was a time when I couldn't sing in the choir, but now I can sing. Through it all, I learned to trust in Jesus. I can say my soul is satisfied. I need to tell the world that
change. Let the world know when the message is going forth. Amen. Praise the Lord. Lift up Almighty God. Our world is doing it. Amen. You've seen it, saints of God. Praise our God. We want to walk around and act like God is not. No, arise. Shine. For the light has come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon us. Praise our God. You've got to let this world know that Jesus reigns. Not the devil reigning. But Jesus Christ is reigning. Praise our God. And he's reigning in our lives. Praise God. Oh, praise our God. I know, saints of God, when I'm there and little Tatum's playing his little soccer and he's running, I'm yelling, go, Tatum, and clapping again. Good job, Tatum. I've got to say to Jesus Christ, amen to your word. When God's word is going forth, I've got to be just as enthusiastic on as I am out there. I have to be here in the house of God even more for the things of Almighty God. Praise our God. Amen. Jesus said in Matthew, the 5th chapter, praise our God. In verse 14, he said, you are the light of the world. Praise our God. You're the light of the world, a city that is set on a hill that cannot be hid. Saints, oh, we can't be hid. He said, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good work. Oh, we don't have to have on big medallions and all of that, but we can praise Almighty God. We can glorify God when we're in the grocery store. We can glorify God when we're working in the courtyard. We can tell how good God is. People can see the glory of the Lord working through you and I as we say we are followers of Jesus Christ. He said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good work and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Praise our God. Praise. Jesus is calling on us as his followers. He's calling on you and me to be a positive influence in this world in which we live right now. We've got to share our faith. We've got to share our belief with others. Saints of God, we can make a positive impact on this world. We've got to share it. We've got to let people know. You see, people need to see God's power. They need to know about God's presence working in our lives, no matter what someone else might be trying to say. That is what Brother Byron shared with us on Wednesday night. I thank God for his testimony when he spoke about a gentleman that has known him for quite a few years of his life. And most of those years were when he was unsaved. But he still knows him now, too. And then another gentleman that didn't know him, but only have known him since he's been saved. And that other gentleman was trying to distort his life. Oh, but God didn't let it stand. Praise Amen. Our God. The Spirit of the Lord was working on behalf of Brother Byron. He wasn't even there, saints of God. And he shut it down. Praise Amen. Our God. That's what the Spirit Amen. Will do. That's what Jesus did even in our scripture reading. You remember what the woman came to him. He says there in John 8 of our scripture reading, Jesus went in unto the Mount of Olives. And early in the morning, he came again into the temple. And all the people came unto him. And he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they said unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Oh, my, my, my. Now Moses in the law, I'm in verse 5, commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? This they said, tempting him. See, everyone always trying to tempt Jesus. There were those who always wanted to tempt him. Saints of God, the same scribes and Pharisees are living in our day and time right now. And they're trying to tempt you and I. Praise our God. He said, they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground as though he heard them not.
Oh, Jesus was quiet. Thanks of God. Sometimes all you got to do is be is quiet, be still, and see the salvation of the Lord. God will give you an answer, and it won't take all day for God to give it to you.
Amen.
So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, praise our God. He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again, he stooped down. Now, let us understand something here. Jesus was not excusing her sin. Oh, Jesus,
Amen.
That's not what he was doing. But he was being merciful unto him because they were bringing her to him and they were showing him her sin, but they were not without sin. That's why he said what he said to them. He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again, Jesus stooped back down. Brother, I can't stoop down like you did the other day. But Jesus stooped down and he wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone and the woman standing in the midst. And when Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, woman, where are those thine accusers? Has no man condemned thee? Oh, that's what he did the other day. Oh, when that man tried to say something about dear brother, oh, the other man just shut it down. The Spirit of the Lord had him shut it down. Oh, I don't know that, Brian, but I know Brian Johnson. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you.
The one that Jesus has saved. Amen?
Yes.
Praise
Amen.
Our God. She said, no man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. You see, that's how God works with his people. When God changes the life, the devil cannot come in and try to stir up old men.
Amen.
The devil's primary plan and purpose is to try to hinder God's work in your life and in mine and to try to separate us from Almighty God. Oh, the devil will try to get you to, oh, well, how did they know that? Who told them that? Oh, if someone does bring something up that you did in the past, all you need to do is look at them and say, that's what I used to be. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Amen.
But now, I'm a child of the King. Amen?
Praise
and you can let them know I'm not proud of that. And you can apologize to them and say, to let them know that if you hindered them in any way or said anything that was out of the way, you apologize and let them know I'm now a child of God.
Amen.
And God did not condone that kind of, but I was living for the devil at that time. But now I'm living for Almighty God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. That's all you have to do, saints. Don't allow the enemy to try to stir up mess in your life. Don't allow the enemy to try to hinder you and get you to thinking, oh, what are they going to say about me? No, you confess before Almighty God. God doesn't say we have to come in here, saints, when we can make a confession to Jesus Christ. He didn't say we had to come in here and give everybody everything we did in our lives. No, he said make a confession. That's why he made us kings and priests, that we have access to Almighty God. We can come to Almighty God, and we can stand before the throne of grace and ask God to forgive us of our sins. And God knows what our sins were. But if someone, the devil, rears up some ugly head to come in and try to remember, well, back in the day, well, it was back in the day. But today, I am a child of God. Amen?
Amen.
See, as true followers of Christ, you must make sure our salvation is built in and on the solid foundation of Christ Jesus. Yes, the devil will come around. And he will try to create chaos. He wants you and me to overact to things that people say or do. But we are told these words in Ecclesiastes, the 9th chapter, verse 18. He said, wisdom is better than weapons of war. Praise God. But one sinner destroyeth much good, meaning one person's actions can have a negative impact on many. But let us have the wisdom of Almighty God when we're dealing with souls. Proverbs 11, verse 30 says, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. Praise our God. Oh, ask God to help you when it comes to winning souls. Paul in Ephesians, the 5th chapter, he describes how Christians should live their lives.
He says there, starting in verse 1, as children of light, letting us know that we are now children of light. Turn therefore with me for a moment to Ephesians 5. In verse 1, he tells us that we are to imitate God. He says, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. This is what Paul is letting us know. We've got to be followers of God. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. Then in verse 2, we are to walk in love. Look at what he says. And walk in love as Christ also has loved us and has given himself for us. An offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smell and savor. Praise our God. And then in verse 3 through 6, we are to flee from sinful actions. Look at what Paul said here in these scriptures. He said, but fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. Saints of God, now that we are saints, we cannot have these things in our lives. He went on to say, neither filthiness nor foolish talking. Saints of God don't talk foolish. Saints of God don't have filthiness in their lives. He said, nor jesting, and which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. Oh, that's what we've got to have in our lives. We got to give thanks to God. Be thankful in all of our situations. They may not be what we want to be in at that time, but that's what we have to say. Well, thank you, Lord. It's no worse than what it is. He went on to say, for this ye know, that nor whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Oh, people think they're going to get in and they're living these lives that they're living. Not so. You cannot inherit the kingdom of God if you have these things in your life. He said, let no man deceive you. Praise our God. Saints of God, we've got to be wise as serpent and harmless as dove. We've got to know when someone's trying to deceive us. Ask God to give us wisdom. Ask God for discernment so we'll know how to live in this world. He said, let no man deceive you with vain words. For because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. You see, God is not enjoying all the things that these people are doing.
Right. Amen.
People are walking around doing things and they think, oh, that God's okay with it. No, he's not. God is not okay with folks living in sin like they're living. God is not okay with people having filthy conversation, fornication, covetousness, and all these things. Why? Because he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross, that we might have right to life, to the tree of life. Praise our God. God did all he could for mankind to come to him. God doesn't want us still walking around in these things. And look at what it says there. Oh, praise our God. Look at what it says in verse 7. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. Saints of God, we can't be partakers with other people doing these things. No, he said in verse 8, for ye were sometimes darkness, praise God, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, praise God. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. You see, when we walk as children of light, we are living in a light that reflects the goodness, the righteousness, holiness, and truth that comes from knowing Almighty God. It means that we do everything that we can humanly possible to avoid sinful things. We don't compromise on the truth of God's word to please our family members or to please anyone else, but we live a sober and righteous life in this present world. Praise our God, doing what's pleasing to Almighty God. We're told these words in 1 John, the first chapter. Turn with me there for a moment. Look at what it says there in verse 5. It states, it says, this then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness. Praise our God. And then look at what it says in verse 7. It says, but if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another.
praise our God, one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Praise God. Oh, my, my, my. When you walk in the light of Almighty God, you can be cleansed from all sin. Praise God. You don't have to continue walking around in darkness. My, my, my. You see, people today are making a false profession to God. They're saying, oh, I love the Lord. Oh, yes, oh, I love the Lord. Oh, isn't God good? God is good all the time. But then they turn around and say, well, but I can't help from sin. I can't help from doing this. I can't help from being. Yes, you can. If you're truly saved, if Jesus Christ has saved your soul, you can live in this life free from sin. See, sin is a known transgression of God's law. God would have never told us in the word of God that we must live this way if God didn't believe it was possible for you and I to live this way. We would have never been told those words in the word of God. But God has provided a way for us to be able to live that way. How is that way provided? Jesus Christ said that it was expedient for him to go. He said, but before I go, I'll send a comforter. And the comforter will guide you into all truth. See, that's what we have. We have the Holy Spirit of God that will guide us. The Holy Spirit of God that will keep us saints of God. The Holy Spirit of God will prick our conscience and let us know if something is not right with Almighty God. How many know what I'm talking about? The Holy Spirit of God, if you're in tune with God and in tune with the Holy Spirit of God, he'll let you know that that's not what a child of God does. Amen. Amen. Praise our God. That's how God works. Oh, I thank God for his word. And then when you get into the word of God and you begin to read the word of God, you know why the word of God is left on record for us. We're told in 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, verse 16, that all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for what? Doctrine, for reproof, for correction. Oh, saints of God, if we get steered off course, God's word will get us right back on course. Amen?
Amen.
For instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect. God wants us to be complete in him. He doesn't want us stumbling around in this life. He doesn't want us walking around, well, I can't help it. He doesn't want us saying that, oh, you know, my bad and all these things that the world has. No. God wants righteous and holy people living for Almighty God. Sharing it with the world, letting the world know how we live. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of God.
Amen.
I'm not ashamed to tell somebody I live for the Lord. Praise our God. I had a friend of mine. I say this to the glory and honor of God. She contacted me the other day, and she let me know that you'll be coming to Ohio in November. And she said, we'll be there for a couple weeks, and we were wondering if we could come to church. Come on. Amen. She said, because, you know, she gets the morning message. She said, because you are so faithful to the word of God. And I said, well, to God be the glory. Bless his name. Because it's all about God. It's not about Sister Renee. It's all about winning souls to Almighty God. And as Paul said to Timothy, I'm not ashamed, for I know who I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. Saints, do we believe the word of God? Praise our God. That's the assurance that we have been given, that when we trust Almighty God, and we believe in Almighty God, we can be persuaded that our God is able to keep what we've committed to him, that we've gotten in this way, and our God is able to keep us. That's if we want to be kept. Amen? Mm-hmm. Praise our God. Praise our God. You see, walking in the light of God helps us to stay away from darkness and sin. We don't run to sin. But you and I run as far away from it as we can get. When we walk in the light of God, we can see things clearly. And then we can make good decisions about what we need to do in this life. We are also able to avoid temptations. We're also able to avoid negative influences that can lead us astray. We're living in a time right now that our young people are getting all mixed up with these people calling themselves influencers. And they're having our children do things
They're all on TikTok and Instagram and all these things, and they have these people now, they're calling themselves, what they do is they influence them to get out and do these things, and most of the stuff they're doing is nothing but devilish things. We got young people running around stealing kids. We got young people that are going around and beating up people. They see someone, a homeless person living on the sidewalk, they just beat them up for no reason because some influencer told them to go and do it. Oh, saints of God, we're living in some perilous times. And we've got to teach our children right now. That's why it's so important for us to teach our children while they are young and while they're impressionable to make room for Christ Jesus in their life. And when we do, they will do all that they can to avoid hanging around others that might be trying to influence them to do things that are wrong. You see, when one walks in darkness, they're living a life that is contrary to the teaching of God's word. They're living a life that is full of sin. Jesus said, turn with me to John, the 12th chapter, and look at what Jesus said here in the word of God. He said there in verse 35, these words, he said, yet a little while. Praise our God. Praise God. The light with you? But this is what Jesus is saying. He said, yet a little while is the light with you. He said, walk while ye have the light, lest darkness, and L-A-S-T means for fear that darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. Oh, people that are walking in darkness, they are spiritually blind to the things of God. They don't know where they're going. They're just, remember, there's a scripture in the word that says, the blind lead the blind. They both fall in a ditch. And that's what's happening today. People are being blindly led into things. People are being told, oh, this will give you a natural high, a high like you've never had before. And they'll go out and they'll try it. And they get hooked just like that. Oh, what a sad state. Why don't you get high on Jesus? Amen?
Amen.
Praise our God. Amen. You don't have to worry about having any ups and downs. Praise our God. He went on to say, while ye have light, believe in the light. Mm-hmm. Saints of God, while we have the light of God's word, let us believe in it. We don't know when this word will be taken from us. We see how perilous our times are. You heard even on yesterday how Israel was bombed and buried. We don't know what's lurking out there in this world. And while we have the light of Jesus Christ, while we have his word, believe in the light. Believe what the word of God says, that ye may be the children of light. Nobody can fool us, saints of God. Nobody can call you on the phone and talk you out of your salvation. Amen. As they are running around and doing all these robocalls. And having people talking people out of thousands and thousands of dollars. And they say these things. Oh, saints of God, praise our God. While we have the light of Jesus Christ, where we don't have to worry about somebody walking up in here and telling us something that's not true. But let us believe in the light, that we may be the children of light. Praise our God. Oh, my, my, my. Let us continue as a people of God to walk in the light of God, so that our lives will be fulfilling. Our lives will be meaningful to the word of God. When we say we follow Jesus, we are following God's path. We are living a life that is free from sin and darkness. We are walking in the Spirit. We are told in Galatians, turn with me there for a moment, the 5th chapter. Oh, thank you, Lord. You allow me to get to these scriptures pretty good with this. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for your prayers, saints of God. Praise our God. We are told in Galatians 5, verse 16, that when we walk in the Spirit, you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Mm-hmm. You see, the things of the flesh are things that are found in children of darkness. Turn, look at what Paul says there. Paul was speaking here to the brethren at Galatia. Look at verse 17 and look at what he says. We can see by this verse here that we are in a spiritual warfare right now every day with this flesh. Every day we must, as Paul in another passage of scripture, let us know that we've got to die daily. Die to wanting to do what is wrong versus what is right. Life presents all kinds of stuff every day, saints of God, that this life that we are living in. But we have a choice to make. Am I going to choose sin? Or am I going to choose to live holy and righteous and godly in this present world? Yes, God says before us, he allows us that freedom to make a choice.
He allows us the freedom, either his way or we can go the wrong way. God gives that to us to choose which way that we will follow. Praise our God. He commands us to choose life so that you and I can live. We can live. Praise our God. He says there in verse 17, look at these words. Praise our God. As followers of Jesus Christ, we don't want any of these things to be named among us. Yes, temptation is all around, but we must not give in to it. He said there, he said, for the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. You can't say that I'm walking in the light and still living in darkness. Amen? But if ye be led of the spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: idolatry. Oh, our world is full of it today. Amen?
Yes.
Fornication is running rampant. Running rampant so much so that we have a ballot this coming November, whether you're going to choose to allow abortion to be here in the state of Ohio or not. Either choose yes or choose no. My. Because of fornication.
Yes.
People are out doing, and I know some of the saints of God, let me clarify here. I know some have been from incest. Don't misunderstand what the Spirit is saying. But God does not tell us to abort anything. Amen?
No, amen.
Amen. Praise our God. God will work it out. He said, it says there, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred. Oh, my. Look at what's going on in our world today. The hatred that is being shown toward individuals because they may be of a different skin type. Variance, emulation, wrath, strife. Oh, my. All we have to do is go to Congress. Look at the strife. All the back and forth and all the mess that's going on. And this is being shown all over the world,
yes.
Thanks of God.
Yes.
But see, when you don't have God in the picture, that's what's going to happen.
Right.
Seditions, heresies. We're seeing a lot of false doctrine and things. He said envyings, murders. Oh, my. I believe we're on a record year for murders right here in Columbus, Ohio. And that's just in Columbus, Ohio. That's not even in all these other states like Chicago and Los Angeles. Just in Columbus, Ohio. And he said drunkenness, reveling, and such like. You know, people will say, well, you know, I didn't see in there where I can't do this. I didn't see in there where the Bible says that I can't smoke or drink. I didn't see in there where the Bible says I can't. He said, and such like. And saints of God, when we began to break these words down, adultery, you'll see a laundry list up underneath what adultery means. And then you'll see a laundry list under fornication. You see a laundry list under uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft. All of them have a laundry list of other things that they tie into, that they connect with. So that's the such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Don't let anybody tell you that they living like this and that's okay because they're going to make it in. No, you're not. No, you're not. No, you're not. Oh, but look what he tells us you and I have to have. He said, but the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering. Thank God, we got to be long-suffering with our loved ones too.
That's right.
Many of them we've been praying for a long time. We don't see them coming to God, and we keep praying, and it seems like they're getting worse before they're getting better. But that's all right. Somebody prayed for us too. Many of them are dead and gone. They don't know we're saved today. Amen? But they kept praying. And I thank God that they kept praying. I thank God Sister Anderson took on my family, the Johnson family, and she said that's the family she was praying for. Thank God for that. Amen? Thank God for Sister Anderson. Amen? Praise our God. We got to have long-suffering, gentleness. See, when we have gentleness toward them, they might come. Goodness, faith, but let our faith stand. Don't let it waver. Don't let them turn you away from God. Meekness. He said temperance. All saints of God have to be temperate. We can't be just flying off the handle at everything either. Something happens and we get all upset. No, no, saints of God. There's no 911 emergencies in God. Amen. Our God, he's right on time God.
Amen.
You don't have to call God like he's a, this is an emergency. Saints of God, we need, no. We can call on God. You can call us, saints, we need prayers right now for a loved one. But nothing is a 911 emergency for God. God already saw what was happening. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
God is just waiting for us to ask him. He's waiting for us to call on him. He's waiting for us to lift up our voices together in total praise unto him and ask God. That's what he told us in the word to do. Amen. And when we do, God said he will hear. He said, before you ask, I've already answered. And yet while you're speaking, God said, I will hear. So when we sometimes we get in a haste and we say, oh, we got to get God right. No, God's already answered before you even ask me. God saw the situation. Why? Because the eyes of the Lord are upon his people at all times. Amen. God knows exactly what we're going through. God knows exactly what's going to happen in our lives. And we thank God for it, saints. Amen. He went on to say in that, in verse 24, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh. Have you crucified the flesh with the affections in love? See, when you crucify this flesh, you don't have to worry about these things. You don't have to worry about saying, well, Sister Renee, I slipped into adultery or I slipped into, no, you don't slide into those things. Amen. That comes from a heart that wanted it. That comes from a heart that hadn't been changed, hadn't been molded and shaped by Almighty God. He said, if we live in the Spirit, praise God, let us also walk in the Spirit. Amen.
Right.
Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. That should not be, saints of God. Praise our God. You see, as true believers, our faith and our trust must be in Christ Jesus. And when it is in Jesus, he says in our scripture text, he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Praise God. As children of light, we embody holiness. We embody righteousness, goodness, and truth. We have the fruit of the Spirit reigning every day in our life, not just on Sunday, not just on Tuesday, not just on Wednesday. But these, the fruit of the Spirit has to be reigning in our lives each and every day. We claim to be children of light. You and I have no business walking in darkness. Our lives are now based off of the Word of God. Our thinking is renewed. Our heart has been made new in Christ Jesus. And we, as Jesus says, shall not walk in darkness. The darkness Jesus is speaking about is spiritual darkness. Oftentimes we've used the example of when one enters a room and they turn on the light switch, how the artificial light dispels the room's darkness. Likewise does the light of Jesus Christ to a soul when he comes to Jesus. Sin's darkness is dispelled because Jesus is the light. One cannot say that they are in Christ Jesus and they're still walking around in darkness. When we come to Christ Jesus, our station in life has changed. We've come from a rank sinner to a saint of God. We're told these words in Colossians 1. Turn with me there for a moment and look at what it says there in Colossians 1, starting with verse 12. It says these words. It says, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness. Now you think about this, saints of God. Paul is telling us we are to give thanks unto the Father. Have you thanked God today? Have you said, Lord, thank you for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving unto me thy good, that God's grace and your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for watching over my family. So we got to give thanks unto Almighty God.
Amen.
Why? He which has made us meet. God is the one. God is the one that has qualified you and I. God is the one that said when we got down on our knees and cried out to Almighty God and made a confession of our sins, God qualified us to be his people. Praise God.
Amen.
He's made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness. You think about it. God delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son, meaning he has changed our life. He has taken us from one moment being a rank sinner to now being a son of Almighty God. Praise God. That's how he's translated us, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Oh, praise our God. Oh, saints of God, thank God. He made us meet. God allowed you and I to be able to come into the family of God. We're in the family of God. He said he made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, those that have already been delivered. See, when we came into this world, none of us were worthy to join in anything related to Almighty God. You think about it, saints. The Bible tells us in Ephesians 2:1 that we were dead in trespasses and sins. Being in sin, we're told in Isaiah 59:2 that we were separated from God. And we were called, whether we like hearing it or not, the children of the devil in John 8:44. And then the word of God tells us in 2 Thessalonians 1:8 through 9, also in Psalms 9:17, in Isaiah 5:14, that we were doomed to hell. That is the sad situation that we were in. But this is where all people find themselves, by the virtue of their natural birth. But thanks be to Almighty God. That was what Paul was saying, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet. You know, somebody on the street may say, oh, they ain't going to be worth nothing. Look at them. Oh, but God sees something different. Amen? Praise our God. Even in that young woman that was wavering around out there, God sees something in her. Amen? Oh, praise our God. Saying that we get together and join together in prayer and lift up. We don't know her name, but God knows exactly who she is. And God knows exactly who we're praying for. I believe in my heart God can take her from that condition. She won't know what happened to her until God lays a hand on her and changes her from that life. Praise our God. And God can make her meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in life. That's what God did for us. Amen. Amen. And in Ephesians 2:5 and in John 10:28, we are told that he gave us his life. And then in Romans 5:6-10, we're told he reconciled us to himself. I want you to read these in your leisure, saints. In John 1:12, and in 1 John 3:1-13, and in Romans 8:15, he lets us know that we were adopted into his family. Oh, and then in John 14:1-3, in John 17:24, our God set us on the road to heaven. Praise God.
Thank you,
Lord. All of this happened, saints of God, because we believed on Jesus. We trusted him for our soul's salvation. We are no longer a sinner, but we have become a saint of God. We are a new creature in Christ Jesus. We were born again. We received a fresh start. Everything in our life changed. How many know what I'm talking about? Praise God. God in his awesome soul-saving power made us worthy to enter his presence and his family. And we are heaven-bound. That's if we endure until the end. We can't allow ourselves to get in this race and turn away from God. God is the one that has given unto us his wonderful gift. This wonderful gift when justification is a wonderful gift, saints of God. Oh, but we can't stay in a justified state.
You got to come out of that and go into sanctification. God wants you to cleanse that mixture, that nature is cleansed. You see, in that justified state, you're still as a newborn creature in Christ Jesus. And you may still be walking around saying things, well, you know, I'm just a sinning Christian. No, that's not where God wants you to be. Praise God. God wants you to move on to that. Why? He said there and turned with me to Romans, the 5th chapter. And Paul penned it this way. Look at what he said there. He said, therefore, meaning for this reason, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. God doesn't want us just to be stale standing there, saints of God. But God wants us to continue on. God has made us righteous, and God wants us to live righteously. He went on to say, by whom also we have access by faith. God doesn't want to look down and see us as children of God 15 and 20 years, even 5 years and 3 years down the road, and we are still in the stage of, uh-oh, I can't help it. No, that's not where God wants us to be. That's why he said, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. He says there in verse 2, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Praise our God. Salvation has given us access into the grace of God because we are born again. Now God declares us to be right with him. Justification is God's gracious gift to everyone that repents of their sin. Praise our God. Look at what it says there in verse 9 of that same scripture. Paul says there in Romans 5, verse 9, he said, much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Praise our God. That is what God meant when he said he made us to be meat, to be partakers of his inheritance. Praise our God. No wonder Paul encourages readers to give thanks to God. Praise our God. Praise our God. You see, as the Holy Spirit has given to me to say many times before, you may have come into this house of God this morning as a rank sinner, but you don't have to leave that way.
Thank you, Lord.
God can change you in a nanosecond. God doesn't need a 10 or 12-step program to change a soul. The Bible tells us that it starts with confession of the mouth and belief in the heart. Turn with me to Romans, the 10th chapter. Praise our God. Let us start there with verse 1. You see, in this passage of Scripture, Paul was appealing to the Jews. He had already shown them that they had numerous opportunities in the past to enter God's salvation. And he wanted them to know that God was still working to bring them to faith. You see, this chapter is all about what God is doing to bring mankind to him. That's what it's all about, saints of God, bringing mankind to Almighty God. You see, in this passage of Scripture, we are given a crystal clear picture of God's plan of salvation, how salvation enters in by Jesus Christ. Paul begins this chapter with a clear statement concerning the Jews. He says there, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. Oh, that's what Paul's desire was. He said that was his prayer for the church. He said, for I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according. Saints of God, we just don't want to have a zeal of God and not have it according to knowledge. Oh, we're doing everything the right way. Yes, we're dotting all the I's and crossing on. No, we've got to know it according to knowledge. For they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. We're seeing that today, saints of God. People are justifying themselves amongst each other. They're allowing themselves, oh, you're okay. This is all right. Oh, God doesn't expect you to. Yes, he does. Amen. God said it in his word. He expects us to adhere to his word. He said, for Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. For Moses describeth the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend into the deep, That is to bring up Christ again from the dead. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, meaning it is near to us, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That's what, oh, brother, just talked to us about a week ago about what is on your mind. Is it God? He's saying here, the word is nigh thee, even in the mouth and in the heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth. This is God's program. This is God's plan of salvation. This is the way God says you've got to come to him. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Oh, I've not been ashamed, amen? Praise our God. Praise our God. Oh, Paul had a heaviness, saints of God. Oh, he had a heaviness that was hanging over him. And he wanted the people to know, because he knew the Jews were lost. And Paul wanted them to be saved. And saints of God, we have that same heaviness for our loved ones. Many of them are lost for no reason at all, except that they do not want to surrender their lives to Jesus Christ. Amen. They love being in sin. They hate having their lives being exposed by God's light. They appear well and healthy in body. They're walking around as dead men. They live under the constant threat of God's divine wrath. The Bible says in the seventh division of Psalms, verse 11, that God is angry with the wicked every day. Oh, my, my, my. Let us look at verse 12 in that scripture. Turn with me there for a moment. And look at what he says there. Psalms, the seventh chapter. Praise our God. Oh, in verse 11. My, my, my. He said, God judges the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. Then look at what he says here. He said, if he, meaning the wicked, turn not, he wilt his sore. His sore, meaning he will sharpen his sore. He has bit his bow and made it ready. He has also prepared for him the instruments of death. He ordained his arrows against the persecutors, meaning God has sharpened his sword already. He has already prepared for judgment against them if they will not turn from their wicked ways. We are told also in Ezekiel 18, verse 32, for I, meaning God, have no pleasure in the death of him that dieth, saith the Lord. He said, wherefore turn yourselves and live. You see, God could at any moment of time cut them off, and they will be cast into a devil's hell. But God in his mercy, God in all of his grace, he's long-suffering. He's extending to them time to come to him. But we, saints of God, have got to continue to reach out to them in the name of Jesus. We've got to tell them about the good news of salvation. I know that our times in which we are living right now, people are not concerned about God. They don't want to hear about God unless they're facing something, some type of calamity in their life. And then the first thing they do is get on the horn or get on the phone and they call and say, would you have the saints pray? I'm going through something. But the time to pray is before that. You see, the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 4 that the God of this world has blinded the minds of them, which believe not. You see, the devil has convinced them that they don't want God interfering with what they consider a good time, that the warnings of the scripture are not true, that man wrote the Bible. I've heard that many times. Oh, that was back in, my brother brought this up one time before. That's back in Bible time. We're still in Bible time. Amen.
Amen.
Praise our God. That there is no such thing as hell, or that they don't feel burning in hell. Souls that are blinded to God and God's judgment right now in our present world in which we live. And many of them are facing eternity and when they die and to a devil's hell. See, that's what the enemy is doing to souls today. Many are not willing to die off to their self for Christ's sake. That is why Jesus told us in Mark 8:34, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Following Jesus means we are willing to put aside our own desire. We are willing to put aside everything and follow after what thus saith the Lord. And when we follow after Jesus, it will require a changed lifestyle. It will require a willingness to give up those things that you and I once in this life enjoyed doing. When we thought we were out there living, but now that we've been living for Jesus, we know that we weren't living. We were just slavery to sin.
Amen.
The devil had us as a slave to sin and all the things that are going on. But following Jesus requires you and I to have full faith in Almighty God. It requires us to have full trust in whom God is. People today find it difficult to trust anything or any trust or have any trust in what the Bible says. It saddens me when I hear people say they find it hard to trust in those who claim to be saved because of what they hear on the news. They hear about all these priests that are abusing children, the ministry, extorting folks out of their money, pastors and bishops leading lavish lifestyles. While many in the body of Christ are suffering, many can't afford to put food on their tables. Many can't pay their rent. They can't pay their utilities. And in most churches, in places that are call themselves worship places, they take up a benevolence. But then when the people need help, they don't want to help the people. But the pastor is living large off of the people. Then they say they don't believe in fairy tales. You'll hear people say, or they don't believe in a man sitting in heaven that's granting blessings. But yet they'll tell their children in December, on December 25th, to believe that a jolly old fat man dressed in a red, white suit went all over the world sitting on a sleigh being pulled by 9 reindeer, came down through the chimney and brought them a new bike. You talk about confusion?
Amen.
That's confusion, saints.
That's right.
And that's what the devil is doing right now in our world today. People would rather believe in Santa Claus than in Jesus.
That's right. Amen.
But our Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 14, verse 33, that God is not the author of confusion. Nothing that God has said in his word leads one to confusion. Psalm 19, verse 17 says, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Psalms 119, verse 13 says, the entrance, meaning the beginning of thy word, giveth life. It giveth understanding unto the simple.
Praise God.
The psalmist is saying that when God's word enters into the heart of mankind, it brings light. It brings understanding to all that will receive it. But one must want to hear the word of God. One must want to know about Jesus Christ. One must want to desire this way. You must want to make God a part of your life, not only in word, but in action. Sister quoted the scripture on last Lord's Day from John the 10th chapter. We're coming to a close, saints. Praise our God. But I know God has more because I didn't get to finish this. Praise our God. Just a quote from last Lord's Day where Jesus in John, the 10th chapter, said in verse 5, he said, and a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers.
Praise God.
My. He went on to say, and look at verse 10. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Praise our God. If you feel that you're living a life in confusion, then you got to know who Jesus is. Because when he said in the word of God, a stranger's voice we won't hear.
Amen.
A stranger's voice has nothing but confusion.
and to send out things that are not true according to God's eternal word. But if you say to me, well, Sister Renee, I'm a little confused on things, I'll say to you as the psalmist said in the 25th division of Psalms, praise our God. Look at what he says there. My, my, my. He cried out to the Lord. He said, unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. He said, oh, my God, I trust in thee. He said, let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Saints of God, this is one thing about the word of God. You may be having a down day or a down moment, and we have them. Someday, go to the Psalms. Go to the word of God. Read what the psalmist said. He came to God in prayer. He said, unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul? Are you looking up to God? Brother and Brother Maurice and Brother Levester two weeks ago, they had a week of drawing closer to God, and the subtitle was what is on your mind? Is it God? God should be on our mind at all times. So when we're going through something, we can say as followers of Jesus Christ, unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Oh, my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumphant over me. We don't have to worry about the enemy trying to triumph over when we have our minds stayed on Jesus. He said, yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy way, O Lord. Teach me thy path. Lead me in the truth, in thy truth, and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Is your trust in God? Is your faith in God? You see, your faith has to be in God, because the word of God lets us know without faith, it's impossible to please him. If you say you are following Christ Jesus, you got to believe that there is a God in heaven. You got to believe that God created the heavens and the earth, that it was God that breathed into mankind the breath of life, that Jesus Christ died for your sins and rose again on the third day. Do you believe what the word of God says? We're told in the back of the second chapter, verse 4, but the just shall live by faith. Are you walking by faith? How strong is your faith in Jesus? Do we need to ask, as the apostles did in Luke 17, Lord, increase our faith. Jesus said in John 8:24, if you believe not that I am he, you shall die in your sins. You see, being immersed in the word of God will help increase our faith in God. Have you found that to be so, saints of God? When you get into the word of God, you can increase your faith in God. Why? Because you can immerse yourself in the scriptures. You can do as the brother said to us on a couple weeks ago. You can meditate on God's word. You can go into the secret closet of your heart, and you can just sit and talk to Almighty God where the enemy can't come in. Oh, the enemy tries to get in wherever the enemy can. Oh, but saints of God, we've got to stand true to God's eternal word. You see, throughout the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, we read of Jesus commanding his disciples to follow him. His public ministry was just beginning. And one of his first acts, he was to choose those 12 men who would assist him in his work. Has God chosen us to work in the kingdom of God? In Luke, the 6th chapter, and I want you to read it in your leisure, but verse 13 said, he called unto him his disciples, and unto he chose 12, whom he also named apostles. You see, there was Simon, Peter, Andrew, James, and John, and the rest of the 12. They were not just anybody, but they were followers of Christ Jesus. Our Savior chose them from among his followers. He wasn't looking for the well-educated. He wasn't looking for the most intelligent or the most good-looking one, but he was looking for ordinary men that were going to follow him. Oh, saints of God, he's looking for you and me. Amen?
Amen.
These men knew him personally. Do we know him personally? We say we're saved. Do we have a personal relationship with Jesus? See, the disciples surrendered their lives to him. They witnessed his miracles, and they witnessed about his teaching. He chose them to go out to preach and to heal and cast out demons. You see, saints of God, we have to witness the miracles of Christ. God wants you and me out there witnessing to others. Don't just look at all the community activities that we have coming up in these next couple of months as something that we're just doing, something that Sister Renee wants us just to spend money. No, God wants us to engage the individuals in this community. We have the chicken and fish fry, Lord willing. I believe it's called chicken and fish. Maybe it's fish and chicken. This Friday, this coming Saturday, if the Lord wills. Oh, a time for us to be able to talk to someone. Don't let us just sit down at a table and eat our fish and chicken and not talk. No, let us engage with someone. We can always get some chicken later on for us. Amen? Praise our God. Let them have it. And let us sit down and talk to someone and ask them, do you know Jesus? Oh, my. Then we have our annual turkey giveaway. We have people who will be going to their cars. And I know in times past, we've seen them sit down in the park and they turn on their music because they want us to know their religion. That doesn't mean you're religious because you're playing songs that says Jesus every now and then. It's more to it than that. But it's getting out in this community as a follower of Jesus Christ, showing our neighbors that God is real, that God has made a change in your life and in my life. They don't have to keep living for the devil.
Amen. Yes.
But they can come to Jesus and live a life more abundant in Christ Jesus. God has drawn us to the work of the ministry. He's drawn us to winning souls. You see, winning souls is not just for me to do, saints of God, but it's for each and every one of us. Proverbs 11, verse 30 said, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. And he that winneth, meaning he that attracts souls, is wise. This work is for all of us. God has drawn us to this work, our righteous living, our righteous life, to attract people to the kingdom of God as followers of Jesus Christ. Praise our God. He died for our sins. And we've got to tell others about him. You know, people will walk around and say that I don't know anything about God, but mankind's going to be without excuse. The Bible lets us know. The Bible lets us know there in Romans, that first chapter, he talks to us about the invisible thing. You see all the creation that's out there. Oh, you know there's a God in heaven, amen? Creation testifies to who God is. He's the creator. Praise our God. So saints of God, as followers of Jesus Christ, let God lead us. I know, saints, that we've been praying for souls. And I'm reminded of the old saying we used to say, and we may have said it ourselves or we've read it, I'm not for sure, but whatever you said, you can't lead a horse to water. You can lead a horse to water, excuse me, but you can't make him drink. And I know that's the same in the spiritual. We can give the souls the word of God, but we can't make them be saved. We can't make them. But we can live so in front of them, saints of God, that they will want to walk by faith and not by sight.
That's right.
That they will want to be a follower of Jesus Christ.
Praise.
Oh, I believe that, saints of God. Because somebody walked before you and I. We saw somebody living right, and we wanted this way just as well. And so I believe, saints, when we're out there, oh, this coming weekend, if the Lord allows us, pray that there's no rain, that we can get out in the community. Our sister was out in the garden. Someone came up. Oh, she can talk about Jesus. She can talk about how good God is. You can tell somebody how good God has been to you since you've been a follower of Jesus. God bless you.
Praise our God. Praise our God.
Praise our God.
Amen.
Praise our God. Amen. Following Jesus. Amen. Thank God.
Are we still following Jesus?
Amen.
Amen. You know, I think about the message, and this was the continuation, the third message that was preached on following Jesus. You know, there's some that can't even follow the series of messages. But I thank God because it's all God's word.
Amen.
And it's all the same message.
Amen.
Following Jesus and what it takes to follow Jesus. Amen. Amen. Resisting the devil's power.
Amen.
Amen. Having power to stand against wrong and power to stand for right through the Holy Spirit. Thank God for his goodness.
Amen.
I was looking as Sister was preaching, I was looking at John chapter 12, verse 26, where Jesus says, if any man serve me, let him follow me. That just lets us know we can't serve him without following him.
Amen.
If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be.
Amen.
Jesus was humble.
Amen.
And a servant. That means that that's the way that we have to be.
Amen.
God was obedient, or Jesus was obedient to his Father, and that's what we have to be. Jesus said, where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me,
mm-hmm.
him will my Father honor. Praise our God. So we can't get to God except through Jesus. And if we follow after Jesus, if we serve Jesus, we're serving the Father also.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And God, our Father, will honor us. So if we want to be honored by God our Father, if we want to have peace with God at the last day, we've got to follow Jesus now.
Amen.
Follow him all the way. Amen. I'm reminded of the song that we often sing. I'll follow Jesus all the way.
Amen.
I'll follow to the home of everlasting day. That's where follow. It doesn't do any good to follow for 2 months or 6 months or 6 years or 60 years and then stop.
Amen.
We will not receive the reward. Amen. Shall we stand? We want to follow Jesus all the way. What shall we sing? Number 415, In the Evening Light. Evening Light, number 415. Will you come?
Will you come to Jesus? He is calling. Will you come to him without delay? He is full of love, so kind and gracious. He will surely bless your soul today. Will you come to him, the Lord of all? Will you come to him for mercy call? Will you come to him and prostrate fall? Will you come to Jesus full of mercy? Will you give him time and talents too? Will you not prepare to reign in glory? Sinner, to your precious soul be true. Will you come to him, the Lord of all? Will you come to him for mercy call? Will you come to him and prostrate fall? Will you come?
I was looking at that second verse.
Mm-hmm.
Come to Jesus. He is full of mercy.
Amen.
says, will you give him time and talents too? But he will not accept them unless you're born again.
Amen.
We cannot give him our time and talents with a sinful heart.
Amen.
And it, the next part of that second verse says, will you not prepare to reign in glory? It takes preparation. We have to live for Jesus in this life. That's our preparation to reign in glory. We have to surrender ourselves to him in all things. Surrender, make ourselves subject to his word in all things. That's how we prepare to reign in glory. We cannot wait until we're on deathbed and assume that we're going to be able to just cry out, Jesus, 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 and be accepted of him and be prepared to reign in glory.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot assume that we can go to an altar, bow, and repent, but not with a full heart,
mm-hmm.
and then turn right back around and go back and serve sin.
Mm-hmm.
That's not making preparation
Amen.
To reign in glory with the Lord. And we have to reign in this life before we can reign in glory.
Amen.
We have to be reigning in this life over
Amen.
All this world of sin,
Amen.
Over self, over worldliness. We've got to get victory in this life
Amen.
Before we can reign
Amen.
In glory with
Amen.
Him. If you're not reigning in this life, won't you come?
My.
Will you come? See, this song, I'm persuaded that the Spirit is speaking not only to those who are ranked sinners, as Pastor described, those who have not repented, but those who have repented but have not gone on to perfection, to those who are still struggling and sliding back just a little bit.
Drifting.
All right, drifting. That's the word. Drifting. Not having all, haven't consecrated, have not taken a firm stand. But I say, well, Lord, I'm drifting a little bit, but I know I can bow and I can pray to you, and Lord, you'll forgive me. But if you have not made up your mind, if you're willing to drift and then just go back and pray and say, Lord, help me, forgive me, and then keep drifting, that's not what God has in mind for us.
Amen.
That's not. There's power. There's power in the Spirit of God. The Lord would not have us to be adrift. In the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
There is no drifting in the kingdom of God.
Amen. Amen.
We have to prepare right here. We have to get victory right here
Amen.
In order to reign in glory. It says, sinner, to your precious soul be true. Because if we've been forgiven of sin, but we're still not reaching and grasping and taking all that God has for us, the way that God would have us to live, the Lord did not save, did not forgive you of sin because your soul is precious. He did not forgive you of sin for you to remain in a condition where you don't really know from day to day whether you're going to be able to stand, if the devil's going to bring something against you
on,
that
Spirit,
you cannot
on.
Hold out against.
Amen. Amen.
That's not God's
Amen.
Will for you.
Amen. Amen.
You say, well, you know, the devil might get me today. No, that's not God's will for
Amen.
You. He can give you power. His grace is sufficient to help you to stand.
Keep you from falling.
He's able to keep you from falling.
Amen.
Your soul is precious. Jesus
yes.
shed his blood
yes.
for you. Don't allow your soul to be in jeopardy.
Amen.
There's no such thing as half saved.
Amen.
Amen. Praise
Amen.
Our God.
Man.
He's able to save to the uttermost those that come to God. So if you've come to God, that means you wanted to be saved to the uttermost, saved to sin no more.
Amen.
Praise our God. If you're not at that place, will you come? Won't you come? Praise our God. Let's sing those last verses.
Will you come to Jesus? Do not tarry. He has paid the price your ransom called. Faithful in his active servant standing. Though the world around in sin is lost, will you come to him, the Lord of all? Will you come to him? to him and prostrate fall. Will you come to Jesus? Time is flying. Do not wait a moment. Come just now. Many souls in sin each day are dying. Come and at his feet repenting bow. Will you come to him, the Lord of all? Will you come to him for mercy call? Will you come to him and prostrate fall? Will you come?
Amen.
Amen. Praise our God. Praise our God. Amen. 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 Praise our God. Thank God. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for your goodness.
Amen.
Thank you, dear God, for your word.
Amen.
The Lord will supply all of our need. And I like the way when Pastor was preaching and she gave us that scripture that's in Philippians. But my God shall supply all your need. And she said, not needs, need. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. When we think of the need, we think about the spiritual need. The other things, the temporal things, the food and the clothing and the shelter and so on. But these, the Lord knows we have need of those things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That's the need.
Amen.
That is the need. N-E-E-D. No S.
Amen.
That is the need. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you.
Amen.
When I think about that, that need is like a capital N, need. That's my God shall supply all your need. And these other things that will be added, that's lowercase n, needs.
Amen.
But first, we need Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God.
God.
Thank God. We
Amen.
Need Jesus, and we need
Amen.
To be following Jesus.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank
Amen.
God for his word
Amen.
This day.
Amen.
This day.
Praise
Amen.
God.
We'll look to the Lord in prayer. And then we'll ask if anyone would like to share anything that's on their heart.
Amen.
So dear God, first let me ask, is there anyone who would like to be remembered in prayer?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Always.
Amen.
Always.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise our God. Amen. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for your precious, precious word this day. We thank you, Lord, for showing us, dear God, Lord, what we are required to do. Lord, what you require of us, dear Father. Lord, we understand, dear God, dear Father, that we cannot follow you without following Jesus.
Amen.
And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would give us, dear Father, give us an understanding, Lord. We pray, dear God, that light that Jesus is, the life that is in him, which is the light of men, help us, Lord, to follow that light. Help us, Lord, to follow that light that we may have the life of Jesus in us, dear
Amen.
God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you, dear God, for your son. We thank you, dear God, that he gave his life, dear Father. Lord, that we might have life and might have it more abundantly, dear God. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would, Lord, allow your word, dear God, to dwell in us. Help us, Lord, to continue to feed upon it, dear God. Help us, Lord, to meditate upon it. Help us, Lord, to give it. Help us to give it, Lord, the serious consideration, dear God, which it merits, dear Father, for our own well-being, Lord, for our own spiritual life, dear God.
And Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would help us, dear God, to not take your word lightly, dear God, but to truly to treasure it, dear Father. For truly, dear God, it will keep our souls, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear Father, for each upraised hand, dear Father. Lord, you know, Lord, what we each stand in need of, dear God. And we pray, dear God, that you would supply that need, dear God. Truly, dear Father, we are leaning heavily upon you, dear God. Lord, for you to keep us, dear God, even in these perilous times, dear God. Lord, there's no need for us to be afraid. There's no need for us to be ashamed. For truly, we have, dear God, a Savior in Jesus who is able to keep us, who is with us, dear God. He said he'd never leave us nor forsake us, and we thank you, Lord, for that. And, Lord, that gives us the assurance, dear God. That gives us the consolation, dear God, to know, dear Father, that, Lord, by your grace, we can endure, dear God. Lord, we know, dear Father, that your grace is sufficient. And so, Lord, we're going to walk in this light, dear God. Father, as you shine it on our pathway, remember our upraised hands, dear God, because we know, Lord, that we are not sufficient of ourselves to think anything of ourselves, but our sufficiency is in Christ Jesus. So, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, anchor us, dear God, in thee, in your word and in your son, dear God. Lord, with the Spirit, Lord, dwelling within as our guide and our teacher. And truly, Lord, we'll not let you go. This we ask and beg of thee in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. You may be seated. Is there anyone who would like to express themselves? That word. Amen. Amen. Sister India. Yes, he does.
I just thank God for helping me and pushing me through here because I needed to hear that. I needed to hear that because it's really hard, you know, going through this life, getting things. And just always remember we have to keep his word in our hearts and thank God for the message about when we get discouraged, just get into the word and that it'll get us back up from the path that we need to be. So I just thank the Lord and
be here for
us. Amen. It's his time, not our time.
Yes. Amen. 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 Thank you, Sister India. Praise God. As you say, he hears us. We wait on him, his time, not our time. Amen, amen. We're glad to see you too, Infinity. We're glad that you're here. Amen. Praise God. Any others? Brother Byron.
Me here. Amen. Thank the Lord for the message and some of the truths that I, you know, was able to hear. The closing, speaking about Great. Drifting, when you said drifting, mm-hmm. it made me think of, if you're drifting, then your anchor's only dragging in the sand. It hasn't moved into the
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. You got to wait until it, or you got to get it to the solid rock, Jesus.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Amen.
You know, drifting along.
Amen.
Because if you don't get something solid, sand ain't going to hold.
Amen.
Sand Amen.
Ain't going to hold.
Amen.
So we just drift.
Amen.
So thank the Lord. And I thought about the song, Sister Carol. And,
yes.
You know, this life is worth a living.
Yes.
Now, there's two parts in that, as I thought on it. Because
mm-hmm.
this life of salvation is worth a living.
Yes. What do you mean?
But you also got to live in this life to find Christ.
Amen.
Because mm-hmm. you can't live like some of these
exactly.
young people or that are in this life right now
mm-hmm.
that are just thinking, well, I'll just end this life. No, this life has to be the life you have to live.
That's
in order
right.
to find Christ.
Exactly.
Amen.
So there's two sides of it. You got to live your inner
right.
life, and then you got to be saved and have the life worth living now.
Amen.
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 You got to live in this life in order to find Christ.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Amen.
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 Thank God. Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. Thank God. Thank God for that.
Yes.
Brother Byron. Amen. Amen.
It reminded me of when he explained on that one Saturday he had a message. It talked about the two thieves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he couldn't, Jesus had to save him in this life.
Yes. Amen.
Before he went into the next, because in the next was too late.
Too late. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I remember Brother Byron bringing up, Jesus told the thief, this day shalt thou be with me in paradise.
Right.
He had to get saved this day because the next day would be too late.
Because he asked him to remember me.
Yes.
When
he entered into
you. I need to get you now.
Amen.
It's going to be too late then.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Thank God.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
His word.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Praise our God.
Amen.
We will. Yes, Sister Holmes.
Yes. It's Satan for me. And then that's why I gave my heart to God.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Thank God for his word. Thank God for this beautiful, beautiful service.
Amen.
Our announcements.
Bless the Lord.
For Sunday, October the 8th, 2023. You know, I think as yes. And on each Lord's Day, and we read the announcements for the particular date, but if we think about this Sunday, October 8th of 2023, will never come this way again.
Amen.
Each day that we live, we'll never see again.
Amen.
In the history of throughout all of eternity,
amen.
This day, if God lets us see it, there'll be another October 8th if the Lord lets us be the Lord's will in 2024. But October 8th, 2023 will never come again. Never. Yeah, so if that's what we've got to get anchored in the Lord.
Amen.
You know, today may have been the last opportunity for some soul to come to the Lord. And when it's gone, it will never come back. Each day that the Lord gives us is one of a kind. Praise God. That's right. It's only if it be the Lord's will. And you know, that this Jesus may come before then. So we have to redeem the time. Amen. Our meditation. Found in Matthew chapter 5, verse 15. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house.
Amen.
Amen. Praise our God.
Amen.
Amen. That goes with the message.
Amen.
Praise God. That just lets us know that we have to let our light so shine.
Amen.
Before men, that they may see our good works, glorify our Father which is in heaven. Amen. Always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. Intercessory prayer will be rendered every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. We are praying for lost souls and the souls of the saints, that God will keep them in his care. Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. The November turkey giveaway jar is always open to receive funds. Lord willing, the fish and chicken fry will be this Saturday, October 14th, 12 noon until 4 p.m.
If you are planning to help, please be here at 9 a.m. to help set up for this community outreach. Choir rehearsal following morning service. Wednesday Bible study at 7 p.m. by phone. Remember to turn your phone off around 5:30 p.m. and turn back on at 6:30 p.m. before service. And please mute your phones. Please pray for Brother Byron Johnson and all bringing scriptures. And I do want to just say an announcement about the turkey giveaway jar, the actual turkey giveaway, God willing, will be Saturday, November the 11th, beginning at 9 a.m. from the parking lot. Yeah. Please pray for that work as well. Happy birthday blessings this week. And for the Wednesday Bible study announcement, again, please pray for Brother Byron Johnson and all bringing scriptures. And we know that last Wednesday was bring your scripture. And we know that there were, a few, but be sure there are more. So be prepared on Wednesday to bring your scripture. Happy birthday blessings this week to Officer, I think he's Sergeant now, Sergeant Todd Meyer, October the 11th. Amen. And we continue to pray for him and his family as well. Our thought for today, salvation is meant to be bread for daily use, not cake for special occasions. Amen. 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 And continue to remember all of those who are on the prayer list as well. Amen. And continue to remember Brother Reggie and his family, and Brother Reggie and the loss of his companion. Just continue to pray for his family. And Brother Levester as well. Yes, Brother Levester.
The word Brother Byron and Jewel saying that about 2, maybe 3 weeks ago, I had a conversation with my sister-in-law. And she was telling me, she says, "Oh, yes, I just wish I was dead," and such a negative thought in her mind. And as I begin to tell her, you know, talk to her, try to get that out of her, I never had a chance to talk to her anymore. Then, yesterday, the Lord made up his mind.
Yeah.
I mean, she, such a negative way with her people, because that type of stuff, if she wouldn't know her bed of affliction, would maybe cause one to go and commit suicide.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can't play around with God and his salvation.
Amen.
Okay? But you cannot play around with Satan either. Because he will get you if you are weak like that. I just thought that's the last words that I have for her.
Lord have mercy.
My.
And then also, I want to, Officer Todd Myers, wish me a happy birthday. And I have never had a birthday as this one. I mean, it started from 7 o'clock in the morning, and my niece, Terry Wickball, she got a hold of me about going on 12 midnight. Honestly, want to wish everybody who participated in my birthday happily celebrated and the sweet tooth on the gifts of thank you so very much.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, love. That's a love. That's a love one toward another in the family of God. Amen.
$10 on the heart.
Amen.
Brother Myron said, let the members $10 on their hearts.
Oh.
Oh, oh. Those who received the card in Sunday school, young people, and I'm just going to say young people, everybody got one. There's $10 on the card, not $5.
And brother has
infinities. And yes, and Brother Byron has infinities. Oh, she's got, all right. Amen. Well, praise the Lord, young people. So if you thought you had five, you had twice as much. Amen. There's $10 on the card.
Amen.
Well, amen. Well, that is a blessing.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord. Shall we stand?
Amen.
Praise our God. Yes, Sister Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Teachers, you got $10 on the card. Infinity, you see, Sister India said to tell you to share. Amen. Bless the Lord. Shall we look to the Lord in prayer? Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your goodness. We thank you, dear God, because, Lord, you shower us, dear God, with blessings, dear Father. And, Lord, your great love, dear God, wherewith you loved us, dear Lord, caused you, dear Father, to give us your Son, that we might have this great salvation. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your goodness to us. We thank you, Lord, for this service this day, and we thank you, Lord, for your precious, precious word. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, dear God, to hide it in our hearts that we might not sin against thee, dear God. We thank you, dear God, for the love that you've placed in our hearts, dear God, for you, for your Son Jesus, for the Holy Spirit, and for one another, dear God. Because, Lord, because you placed your love in us, we now know how to love others, dear God, and we thank you, Lord, for that. And, Lord, as we leave, dear God, as we dismiss from this service, dear God, we... Lord, as we leave, Lord, we take your love with us, dear Father. And, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, dear God, even to distribute that love, dear God, to others that we come in contact with, that they may know, dear God, the love that you have for them, Lord. And if they don't know you in the pardon of their sins, Lord, we might tell them, dear God, of your great love for them, Lord, and how you loved us, Lord, and what you've done for us. And what you've done for us, Lord, you can also do for them. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember each and every one. We thank you, Lord, for Brother Levester, dear God. And, Lord, you're blessing him, dear God, with another birthday, dear Father. And, Lord, how, Lord, what a blessing it was for him, dear God. And so, Lord, we pray, Lord, you continue to bless him, strengthen him, dear God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Remember his family in a special way, dear God. And, Lord, just continue to remember, Lord, Brother Reggie in a special way, dear Father. Bless him, Lord. Undergird him, dear Father. Lord, this we beg of thee. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would grant comfort, dear God, to that household, Lord, to that family, dear God, all the extended members of that family, Lord, this we ask of thee. And, Lord, as we dismiss from this service, dear Father, we pray, Lord, that you would go with us. Go before us, dear God. Pray, Lord, that you would keep us safe, dear Father, even as we go to our separate homes. And be with us, dear God, in our homes, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear Father, Lord, that you would be with us, Lord, even as we, Lord, make preparations, dear God, even, dear Lord, for our meals later today, dear God, if it be your will to bless us in such fashion. Lord, that you would be with us, dear God, and bless us, dear Father, even, Lord, as we make preparations, Lord, for this week, dear Father. Lord, just have your way, dear God. And truly, Lord, we're going to give you all the glory and praise. We look to you, dear Father. Lord, and we pray, Lord, to continue to touch, dear God, upon our pastor. We thank you, Lord, for blessing her, touching her, dear God, to deliver her soul, dear God, as you gave her your word for us. And we pray, Lord, your continued healing power be upon her. Now bless us, dear God, and help us, dear Father, to be lights in this old dark world. And truly, Lord, we're going to give you all the glory and praise. And we thank you, Lord, for what our hearts have heard. As we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.